This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Surreal Talk. I'm doing it different this week.
Yeah, who is this speaking?
Yeah, we're not back?
We are back, but I wasn't going to say that.
Wow, it threw me for a loop.
Now
we should just restart the whole thing now, I feel like. I guess not. Anyway, we are back, as Eric would say. Somebody had to do it. Welcome to Surreal Talk, last show of the year.
Yes, yes.
You're probably downloading this on maybe Christmas Day, maybe the day after. I don't know. If you're watching us live on YouTube, hi.
That or this could be one of our mini back catalogs that you'll be downloading in next year sometime.
It's 2032.
Like, right.
Hello from 20.
I wonder what
17?
Those guys had going on in 2017.
Not much. 15 years from now, though. Anyway, so what are we talking about this week?
The three Hicks brothers.
Yeah, our Armand Hicks, right. And he's our older brother.
Wait a minute. Middle child.
Armand is here with us, as everyone can see.
Old and good looking. So anyway, this week we're going to be doing a little bit of everything. I know we did All Over the Place last week.
Right.
But it's kind of like All Over the Place.
How did that show go?
I thought it was a good show. We had a good time.
It had a lot of views.
Did you have call-ins?
Nobody called in.
Nobody likes us. We did though come up with the idea for the voicemail thing.
Yeah,
which I guess we could start there.
Cool.
So we came up with this idea and finally actually implemented something. We said we were going to do it. On our website now, we have a small little widget where you can click it and record a voicemail inside of your browser that gets sent directly to us.
Wow.
So we can play it on the air and listen to you make fun of us or then make fun of you back. You want to play one of the
yeah,
few?
Yeah, play a couple.
All right,
of them.
Here's the first one we got. It's from Hunter Grayson, one of our listeners. Here we go.
I don't know what you boys are doing over there, but I don't like it. It's freaking me out. Turning our frogs gay. It's in the papers, people.
Yeah, well, wow. Interesting winner for our very first one. Thank you, Hunter.
I think that's a winner.
I know. I guess he's reiterating the old Alex Jones. Turning the freaking frogs gay.
Yeah.
I love doing that, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
So we got a couple more that were as anonymous. I mean, I know who they are because they're group members and they said they left them, but I'm just gonna leave them anonymous. Unless they say who they are in them.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That was very nice to the one that was not anonymous.
Well, he was not anonymous. So.
Oh, okay.
He put his name in, pal. These actually say anonymous.
Oh, okay.
So here's the next one. Uh-huh. I like what you've done here.
What's up, guys? It's Rennie.
Oh, it's Rennie.
No more.
Idea of a show. Hollow Earth again.
Sure.
So you
third
have
time.
Everything to go on besides that is... You know, Admiral Byrd.
Richard E.
In charge of Operation High Jump.
Yeah,
Rear Admiral. That's pretty interesting. There's a lot of stuff
it is.
On that.
I agree with him.
There's
very
actually ancient maps shown.
He's right.
That has Antarctica.
No ice.
Before it was covered in snow, so these maps.
It's true story.
There's no snow covering it.
1500s, 1600s.
The whole ice thing was made afterwards.
It's like you're having a conversation with him.
Also, there seems to be some satellite pictures of what seem to be pyramids. That could also
be in Antarctica?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's actually one of the most heavily guarded places on Earth, so that's also pretty interesting.
Right, yeah, no one owns it, no one can live there.
There's reports.
What kind of reports?
About holes being seen, maybe an entrance to the Hollow Earth.
Ooh. I've seen those.
That's a pretty interesting topic. I think you guys touched it before.
We did.
But a whole episode, digging deep into all these things could be pretty fun.
Hang on, Everett has something to say.
And, what's up, guys?
Go ahead, Randy.
Really good food.
Your food looks always good.
Take it easy.
Yes, it does.
And have a good one.
Take it easy, Randy.
All right, later, man.
That was a nice message.
I was going to say, we did Hollow Earth twice.
Oh,
not even as sideshows. I think we even did Hollow Earth 2.5 times.
What was Operation High Jump?
That was
bird flying over? Didn't he fly over the pole?
No, what the fuck? I can't remember what high jump was.
Yeah, it's been like 6 months, seven months since we had the mess with
I
that.
Think Operation Long Jump was the Nazis were going to try to assassinate Roosevelt and Churchill and Stalin at Tehran. The Tehran Conference, 1943.
Yeah, yeah, it's just where he took a bunch of warships down there to Antarctica, and 4,700 men, 13 ships, 33
bird?
Aircraft. Yes, yeah. Bird. And he only
looking for the hole of the earth.
Oh. But they only
Agartha.
He only brought back like 13 days later or something. Anyways, it was a big deal. They fought this spaceship down there, fucking flying out of the water. It killed like 3,000 of the people that he took with him. They had to
like
return.
In the 20s? Because,
no, this was in
46.
46.
46
yeah.
After the war? Wow. He was getting a little old then.
Mm-hmm. Well, 46 or 47, but yeah.
I don't know. You want to do a Hollow Earth show again? Maybe sometime middle of the next year.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We got one more message. Let's do it real quick.
Let's hit it.
Thanks, Rennie, for the call.
Yeah, thanks, man.
There we go.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is Drun Krantz.
Hey, oh, what's up, Drun?
AKA Trollamus Prime. just wanted to say great job on all the shows.
Thank you. Yeah,
I'm going to pause Drun right here and just preface by saying that whenever he left this message and let us know about it, he said he was on a good little alcohol.
He said he'd been drinking. If you do leave us a message, we really appreciate inebriation in them because
I mean, Eric does. I don't care either way, but.
I do.
So you encourage
fuck
people
yeah. If the, right. You tell the truth better when you're drunk.
Ah, in vino veritas.
Yeah, that's what they say. In wine, there's truth.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Anyways, go ahead,
guys. This is Drun Krantz.
Oh, you already said that. We know.
AKA Trollamus Prime. Just wanted to say great job on all the shows.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm a little saucy
right
now.
Oh, that's all good. No big deal.
Was wondering when you guys were going to do a show on the Lake City Quiet Pills. Eric, I just want to say keep up the awesome work.
Thanks, man.
Everett.
Okay.
As far as being a Trekkie and a Batfleck fan,
I
have to agree with your brother on this. You know, I'm sorry I still like you
drink
and everything.
Drink it in, boys.
But
drink it in, boys.
Nah, man. I can't agree with you. I can't go there with you, man. I still like you. Either way, keep up the great job, guys. And
Batflat sucks.
Just know
I
will still be there and listening. And
and what?
That's it.
Talking. Oh, okay.
Later,
man. Have a good one. Don't drink too much.
I love this voicemail thing.
Yeah, this voicemail thing's great.
You guys still have this contest?
What contest?
Didn't you guys have some kind of contest?
Good seg. Thank you, Armand.
Well, Armand bringing in the segments. I like it.
That's an interesting concept. Yeah.
In support of this new voicemail feature, we're going to do a little contest. We told you last week we're going to give away some shirts this week, and we kind of changed how that's going to work.
Yes.
So we're going to give away 4 shirts in total. Actually, we'll give away 5.
We'll give away 5.
I had that idea for the 5th one. So we have 4 shirts that are already pre-printed. You don't get to choose the size. Sorry, it's just what I got later on. Yeah. It's just what I got later on. Until I finally get the other store up and going. Anyway, we're going to give away 4 shirts to the 4 second place winners of the best voicemail contest. And the first place winner is going to get a new custom, whatever size they want, Surreal Talk shirt.
With whatever they want on it.
No. Remember earlier I had an idea for a, what was it?
Yeah, but I think they should get to pick what they want printed on their shirt.
Well, no. I mean, then it could just say, fuck Surreal Talk in the front of it.
I mean, it could. If that's what you want, you're the winner of the fucking contest.
Ah, fair enough then. Okay. I have an idea. For
Everett has a suggestion if you're the first
place winner.
But how we're going to award these shirts is by best voicemail. So you leave us a voicemail and...
SurrealTalkPodcast.com.
Yeah, obviously. And then go to the right-hand side of the page, about halfway down. There's a little voicemail thing. You explained it earlier. Leave us a voicemail. Best ones get shirts. So you use your definition as far as best. We're not trying to get anybody to say, but best. It could be most honest,
topless
funniest.
Voicemails.
It's a very subjective. Well, I'll take those.
Yeah,
this is very
we'll
subjective.
Forward all the topless ones to Armand.
That's right.
Is that now? This is second prize.
Yeah, second place is one of the 4 already printed. You don't get to choose your size. We just send you whatever we got shirts.
So what's the grand prize?
The custom shirt that does not exist yet, in whatever size you actually wear.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
The non, like shitty prize.
Oh man, yeah, the non shitty one. Is that right?
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, so best voicemail gets a shirt. Man, we got 5 to give away. So.
And then we're out of our old stock of shirts. It's time to get a whole big new stock printed up. It's actually time just to get
Oh, Victor's got a good point.
What's his question?
Is Victor the one who came up with the idea?
I think so.
Oh, well, probably.
All right, fine.
Yeah, it's probably.
Victor gets a shirt.
So we got 4 shirts to give away, 1 minus Victor Sanchez.
Yeah, Victor wins 1 for the idea.
For the idea.
So there you go, Victor. A little bit of
about the Festival of Saturnalia.
Say not that
we
we're
might,
fair.
Jay, we might.
Well, I thought that's right. That's Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. That was one of the forerunners of Christmas.
All right. Anyway, that's the Saturnalia. Voicemail thing. We're digging it.
The voicemail thing's very cool.
It's almost as good as email, except you guys tend to get really savage in email. We haven't seen any savagery yet in the voicemails.
No, but we hope to soon.
Yeah, yeah. Please do. And don't spare the profanity.
No, fuck no. Yeah, drop F.
I think in the future, I'm not even going to suggest you email us at info@serialtalkpodcast.com, which you can email us at info@serialtalkpodcast.com.
Right.
Just go there and leave us a voicemail. Skating is
nice. Yes.
Yeah, you can leave it anonymous.
All right, enough of that crap. Let's move on to one of the things I found today that I thought would be cool to talk about.
What did you find today that you thought would be cool to talk about?
The 35 weirdest Christmas traditions around the world. This is an article I found on the most unbiased website in the world, foxnews.com.
Right.
So, okay, they are a little biased. But I don't think they're too biased about weird Christmas traditions.
Okay.
I could be wrong. So let's get on it. Number one is in South Africa. The festive South African delicacy is not for the faint of hearted. On Christmas Day, locals tuck into the deep fried what the fuck? Who wrote this? Locals tuck into the deep fried caterpillars of emperor moth. That doesn't make sense. So they deep fry these caterpillars and eat them on Christmas in South Africa.
That's no big deal.
Emperor moth. How is that no big deal for Christmas though? That's like it's like chestnuts, you know what I mean?
Interesting delicacy for the
holiday. Yeah, it's fuck different culture,
bud. But yeah, I mean
that's why this is the weirdest ones around the world.
Fair.
But eating insects is pretty
It's common, but who eats caterpillars from a moth for Christmas?
Know.
That's just weird.
If he was hungry, you would.
God damn it, we're talking about what they do for Christmas. Yeah. Not like it's Saturday in July. I haven't eaten for a week.
And Bear Grylls eat the fuck out of
a handful of moths and some hot oil. You know what I mean? It's All right, in Austria, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, children live in fear of Krampus, a Christmas devil who's said to beat children with branches. Naughty children.
Mm-hmm. Birch branches and horsehair. Whips and shit.
What country is it?
Austria. Dude, they had it so right. We're going to get to that, though. All those Austrians know what they're doing. In Catalonia, they include the figure of the Caganer in their nativity scenes. Caganer. It's a small figure of a defecating man.
Wait a minute. So in the nativity scenes, they have a dude taking a shit?
They have the three wise men, a camel, Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and a fucking Jerry taking a poop.
What's it called?
It's called the Caganer. It's from Catalonia. What do they speak in Catalonia?
Well, Catalonian, I think.
I heard that.
Beats me.
Well, they're not the ones that are Catalan, right? Aren't they the ones that are detaching from Spain? They wanted their independence?
I know they're right next to Spain. I guess that makes sense if they're trying to...
Yeah, I think they're voted for independence this week.
It gets crazier, though. The number four on this list is they also have the Tio de Nadal, otherwise known as the pooping log. Decorated with a face and blanket, on Christmas Eve, the log is placed halfway into a fire and then beaten with sticks.
So when they say log, do they mean turd, or what are they talking about?
No, log, right? Yuletide, like a log
guess,
of wood?
I guess, man. They decorate with a face and blanket and then burn it, I guess. The pooping log.
Oh, maybe it is.
So Catalonian Christmas is a real good time.
Stool sample.
In Norway, there is no cleaning allowed on Christmas Eve. All brooms are safely hidden away in case they're stolen by witches and evil spirits.
So that's a very good, not a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case. You know,
yeah, so just in case. Brooms. Fuck Christmas. Could
Christmas
be a witch.
Eve every day at my
So in Japan, thanks to a 1974 incredibly powerful ad campaign, Japanese families traditionally eat KFC on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Fucking right. KFC's good.
When did
good.
That originate?
I don't care what 74? Country
74.
You're in.
Right. That's correct. Yeah.
Fried chicken's good.
That's a big deal over there.
I love fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're Shinto there you anyway. Guys like, they don't celebrate Christmas. You know, they're Japanese. That's Shinto.
They're Bushido.
Well, that's the code of the war.
Far
religion is Shinto.
That's China, man. And that's the racist China.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Christmas story.
Yeah, the end of Christmas story, that was pretty
racist.
Was
that Chinese restaurant, though?
Yeah, well, yeah, they were going to, like, eat duck at a Chinese restaurant.
It was duck, wasn't it? And they tried to sing in the Christmas carnival. Far, rah, rah, rah. Yeah, that was racist, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a different time.
It was a different time. That's
it's like
fine.
Charlie Chan, or who was it?
You know what I was
Breakfast
thinking
Tiffany's,
about?
And what was that guy's name? Breakfast Tiffany's. You know, the character that had the...
Oh, God. Yeah, he was...
Oh, hell no, that guy.
Oh, Jerry Lewis is in interpretation of... what character was that? That was very racist. That was Jerry Lewis who did that.
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the big buck teeth and everything.
What about Robert Downey Jr. playing blackface in Tropic Thunder and nobody batted a fucking eye about
that? Yeah, because it wasn't racist the way he did it. He was a dude playing a dude playing another dude. Never seen that movie?
Still, like, you know, if somebody tried to, blackface today, you're getting murdered. You know what I mean? They're going to rip you apart.
More people would be offended by him going, you went full retard.
Fair.
That was.
Hey, Wooter says Kaga, going back a few to Kaga means to shit.
Oh.
apparently. So that's good to know.
In what?
Oh, he's from Uyghurs, Netherlands.
Dutch, right? Yeah.
Kaga means to shit. Well, cool.
It's good to know.
All right.
Anyway, before I blew our spot there.
Ooh, Popeye's over KFC.
So number seven
that.
Says, Venezuelans attend mass in the run-up to Christmas. That's pretty normal. It says, however, Caracas residents have developed a strange tradition, journeying to mass on roller skates.
Wow.
They go to church on roller skates, huh? Yeah.
Christmas Eve mass.
What are you going to do?
Huh. And Greenland, number eight here, has some unusual Christmas recipes. Matak is raw whale skin served with blubber. Kiviak is 500 dead auk birds stuffed into a seal skin and left to ferment for 7 months.
Damn, that
seven
sounds
months.
Good. Mm.
That God. Seems like it would kill you.
Oh,
that
sounds good.
Sounds good, huh?
Yeah.
You like fermented bird?
I mean, I'll try anything once.
Where is that? Greenland?
Greenland, you said, yeah. Wow.
What about how the Germans hide the pickle in the Christmas tree, man?
Really? We might get to that one here. Oh, that's number nine. You got the list up, you son of a bitch. I was like, wow, that's weird. I bet that's on this list.
Uh-huh.
Germans hide a pickle in the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. The first child to discover it in the morning receives a small gift.
Oh, good.
I kind of like that.
Well, that's where the Christmas tree originated, correct? Germany.
That I don't
know.
Yeah,
I've had that trivia question before.
Huh. I believe you, though.
Yeah, they were the...
Wholeheartedly.
Yes.
I'm
if just... anyone asks you, that's where it originated.
Good to know.
I don't know about the pickle, but...
Pickle
Why
Rick.
Pickle, though? Why couldn't it just
Germans
be a cucumber?
Germans have, well, you know that like that spiked
cucumber
helmet?
Very wouldn't sit on a tree
branches.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pickelhaube. That's the name of the, that's actually what we would call the spiked helmet. It's called a pickelhaube.
Huh. I was not aware of that. Yeah. I always wanted one of those. Yeah. They just look cool to wear.
I think a cucumber would fall off the branches and knock the ornaments off.
That's a good point. What if you just kind of set it between branches?
You'd have to be close to the base because anywhere
on the outline.
Of course
it's close to the base. You're not going
to
hide it on
well,
the front
of the kid,
tree.
Right?
Yeah.
But so if a kid finds a pickle, they get a gift.
Yeah, can you imagine three brothers and sisters trashing the tree on Christmas morning?
Shit in Catalan. Okay, well, we'll figure that out.
All right, number 10 is New Zealand. Rather than using traditional conifer, New Zealanders decorate Pohutukawa trees at Christmas.
Well, of course, it's summer down there.
Pohutukawa. Huh, I'm going to have to Google what that means.
Pohutukawa.
Pohutukawa.
Conifers are like your...
Fir tree.
Yeah, your Fraser firs, balsams.
Pine cones. Yeah.
Well, they don't look a goddamn thing like a conifer, like an evergreen. Hold on, let me bring up the images here. They actually look like beautiful trees, like more like a mimosa we have over here in the U.S.
Oh, nice. So, how do they get that in their living room?
I don't know. They probably just decorated it out in their yard. It's New Zealand. They probably got... You know,
and it's, of course, summer in the southern hemisphere.
Right now,
yes, right.
All right, moving on. Portugal. Consada is the traditional Christmas morning feast in Portugal. This is a time for remembering the dead, and families lay places for the souls of their late loved ones.
What's Consada?
That's the name of the traditional morning meal for Christmas morning.
I understand that.
And they lay a place for their loved ones. That's kind of cool. That's not weird at all.
They
just set a place.
That's a good idea.
That's not horrible at all. That's not weird. Way to go, Portugal. You're the only one so far on this list that I haven't found completely.
I don't think KFC's closed on Christmas Day in Japan, though. That's what Victor's asking. Here, I'm sure it is, but...
Might be. Shit, I don't know. I'm going to find out. Now I want some KFC today.
Yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it?
So Real Talk brought to you by the lust for KFC.
Mm-hmm.
We're not actually brought to you by KFC.
No, but...
We would be.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Or ours.
You get the extra crispy?
I love the extra tasty.
Original,
actually,
recipe, baby.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go with Eric. Original. That
original
crispy gets
recipe,
a little too
baby.
Much.
Yeah, yeah. They're both good.
Anyway. Germany. German children leave a shoe outside the house on December 5th, which is then filled with sweets overnight. Naughty children awake to find a tree branch in the shoe instead. So that's like a stocking. Instead of hanging it on the mantle, they just put a shoe outside.
But on December 5th? 25th, right?
Well, see, that on December 5th, that's traditionally Krampus's night, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that later. Okay. But Krampus comes on December 5th for the naughty children.
Ah, that's right. Okay.
Yep.
And for the asshole
I thought he
kids.
Abducted the children.
Oh,
he just
eats
beats them. He eats them. Okay.
Eats, right. Beats, abducts. He's a son
it depends
of a
on
bitch.
How bad they are.
Sexually harasses.
So,
yeah,
number 13.
2017, bud. I hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Number 13 says, Ukrainians forego tinsel and baubles, instead decorating their Christmas trees with an artificial spider and web.
Oh.
Huh.
Well, that's an interesting.
You live in the USSR for all those years.
Hmm.
You kind of got to change up the script. You
where was
the
that?
Script. Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Hmm.
That's okay. Just one more reason not to visit the Ukraine.
I mean, okay. Beautiful women, though. Uh-oh. Ukraine.
I need to move my laptop.
There's three things you don't mess with: Mother Nature, Mother Russia, and motherfucking Ukrainians.
Yeah, they're pretty rough, huh? Pretty tough.
I don't know about that.
I don't know that for a fact.
14. In the Czech Republic, unmarried women stand by a door and throw a shoe over their shoulder. If the toe is pointing toward the door when it lands, they will get married within the next year. Wow. Now, is that superstition or fact?
Now, look, that's a dumb way to choose whether or not you get married, because this is a big financial decision. It could, you know, it could affect everything in your life. And I'm not just going to throw a shoe at it.
Oh, all right. Well, very practical of you.
I'm already married, but that's not how I picked.
Is that how you?
No, right? No,
you didn't decide.
That's not how you chose to get married. Like one day you're like, next year I'm going to get married if this fucking shoe points at the door.
If this fucking shoe points at the door when I
Do you guys see on Facebook, like, you know, these people are putting on what's supposed to happen to them in 2018, and a couple of them, you will get married, and so, oh, I wonder why they decipher this stuff.
Those are posts I immediately skip over.
Yes.
Do you think that's people actually believe that stuff? I don't know.
Some people are.
You must be new to Facebook.
Well, I'm pretty gullible. I don't know.
Number 15.
Social media does a lot more harm than good sometimes. Seriously.
Well, what about astrology? I mean, you know, a lot of people, I think, you know.
Bullshit.
You don't believe in astrology? You don't think that your future can be decided by the positioning of the stars?
I'm just saying a lot of people.
I don't think so.
I think a lot of people do. You know,
a lot of people believe
in it. Psychics, and, you know, a guy asked me to marry him. Should I? And
it's, I think, like, astrology is an art.
Jupiter's in the ascending and all this
stuff.
Here's
what astrology is for me.
Yes.
Guy saying, Mom, no, I don't just go out and get fucked up all the time. I'm a Sagittarius. It's what we do. No, son, you're an alcoholic.
So you think it's a good reason for people to use it as an excuse?
Yeah, I'm wild, man. I'm wild. I'm a Pisces. I'm wild.
Pisces aren't traditionally
Well, whatever.
Wild.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm an Aries, right, man. I'm wild. That's what
the
we are, man. No,
yeah, it dictates what you are.
You have a low IQ and inhibitions and no willpower. So let's be serious about things. You know, I'm sorry.
Well, I assume you guys have done a show about astrology.
Nope.
You got to have a show on that.
I would love to have an astrologist in, actually, and do live readings.
I told Everett we need to get a hidden camera and go get our palms read by this chick over here on the corner. You know,
she's the one that went with us to the haunted house, right? Is she the one?
Oh, that lady?
No, that's not the lady that went with us.
We had the psychic that went with us.
Yeah, that's not the medium. That's not the same one.
Oh, well, I don't know. We come and go with a lot of psychics
and
mediums.
I'd like to think in my head this lady has a big, like, turban on with the magic jewel, and, you know, she's going to, you know.
She's the female version of the wizard.
She has all sorts of, like, nice... you know, just aesthetics that she...
There's a crystal ball.
Yeah, a crystal ball.
I want to do it. Do the act, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see with the babushka.
Three nipples, for sure.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, supernumerary papilla.
That's
the only way she has. That's where she harnesses her power.
So in Estonia, on Christmas Eve, families traditionally head to the sauna together.
Good idea. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, but that's pretty weird. I don't know. Just as a tradition, you know? Out of context, these are going to seem weird, I guess.
Yeah, but a lot of these Nordic people and Baltic state, jacuzzi, and that all is Finland, I think, and Estonia is right in that
area.
What
about the weird traditions here in America? How on the Sunday that, you know, Jesus came back from the dead, we go and hide eggs filled with candy and go hunt them out of a yard.
Yeah, I don't know how we got that one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, we can't shit on other people's traditions unless we shit on our own. Then we can shit on everybody's. But you have to shit on your own in order to shit on other people's.
Well, Chris is very tolerant today, isn't he?
Yeah, it's not like you. What's wrong?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Usually you'd say, you guys are
crazy fuckers. We're going to get to a little thing here that's going to show his intolerance before long. I got something specifically geared to bring Eric's intolerance out.
Oh, what is this?
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a little symposium on Israel. No, it's not that. It's not that.
Fuck.
It's something different. That's too easy. All right, number 16. I want to get through this list.
Yes.
Today.
Proceed accordingly.
In Wales, Mary Lwyd is performed in some Welsh villages. I'm fucking up some pronunciation.
What's this called?
Marie Lwyd, Lwyd.
To be fair, there's no
fucking sounds like Welsh.
Vowels.
Is that Welsh?
It's Welsh.
That word.
They have some great Scrabble words.
Right.
Okay, what this is a villager is chosen to parade through the streets bearing the skull of a mare on the head of a stick.
All right.
Cool. Horse head.
I think that one
was
a
pride.
That's for Christmas?
What's that Christmas to do? Eve. It's called Marie Lwyd. I don't speak Welsh.
Wow.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
No.
No, I didn't think so. I didn't even know you probably figured Welsh was a thing, like other than the jelly,
or other than
that's Welch's. What about the grape juice?
Is that Welch's?
You don't Welch on your bets, do you?
No.
Okay, well, as long as you know
Eric
that,
does,
my book will break
too.
Your legs.
In Iceland, the Yule cat is said to stalk the Icelandic hills. Those who don't receive new clothes before Christmas Eve are said to be devoured by this mythical beast.
Wow. A lot of these seem to be...
That one's brought to you by, I don't know, fucking somebody makes clothes. I ran out of a...
Iceland. We have somebody in the chat from Iceland.
Mr. Bjornsson, right?
Smirgen.
Hey, Bjorn, what do you know about the Yule cat?
He said something about people being burnt to death. Did you see that?
Holy shit.
Repeat that, will you? Yeah, that was a great...
So, Bjorn, if you're still listening, yeah, come back to us and let us know about the Yule Cat. Moving on to Sweden, though, in 1966, authorities in Gavle have installed a new Swedish Yule goat. However, almost every other year, vandals have succeeded in burning it down. A straw Swedish, that's weird. So they create a giant straw Swedish Yule goat.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's and giant.
Some people are burning it down. You notice there's a pattern here, though? A lot of these are these northern latitudes. You know, Greenland, Iceland.
Seems like
Nordic
mostly Eastern Europe and
well, yeah,
Nordic areas.
Yeah, yeah, right.
North and East Europe.
We have a pattern developing here.
Huh. So another Swedish tradition involves festive rice pudding. A peeled almond is hidden in the dessert, and the person who finds it will supposedly be married within a year.
Another one of them.
Man, I love almonds, but you got to go trounce through some rice pudding.
You want some rice pudding? No, you know what? I'm going to pass because I don't want to get married.
No, no,
my mother-in-law loves it. April makes it for her any chance she can.
Rice pudding.
It takes like an hour. You got to bake it.
Yeah, well, you go to Walmart, they have it. It's like a dollar. You get a nice little. It's pretty good.
Ugh.
Yeah, I think they got raisins in it, too.
I got a lot of GMOs, though, huh?
Like bread pudding?
Absolutely.
You ever had bread pudding?
That's the best part.
You ever had bread pudding?
Yeah.
You like
bread
that,
pudding? Yeah, I do like that, too. But it's got to be warm and it's got to be fresh because that's
about dressing?
Nasty.
You like dressing?
Dressing pudding?
Like? Yeah, like dressing for your turkey. Like bread
and
ginger and fucking
stuffing. Yeah, or dressing. Yeah, that's right.
Stuffing, I feel like stuffing and dressing are two totally separate things because I feel like stuffing is like the stovetop type that's fluffy and dressing's more of a homemade in a pan like...
Either one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I'd eat both.
It's just made different.
Stuffing and dressing are not the same thing.
There's instant, which is the stovetop stuff you're talking about.
Stuffing.
Yeah. So, number 20.
Anyway.
In Great Britain, an age-old tradition dictates that each member of the family must stir the Christmas pudding mix in a clockwise direction before it's cooked.
That's right. It's good luck to do a clockwise.
Make any wishes they do so.
I did read that somewhere.
You know what blood pudding is? They eat this over there.
Uh-uh.
It's, I couldn't tell you what the ingredients are, really. But it's more or less congealed blood that they take and slice up and fry.
Is it gross blood? What kind of blood, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I saw a thing on that on YouTube, how you make
gross.
Blood pudding. I was like, what the fuck is blood pudding?
I'd eat that before I'd eat haggis.
But so I'm
haggis
not with
is
this.
Nasty.
Haggis is
yeah, that's
is
that.
Something
isn't
else.
That Irish or Scottish?
Scottish.
Or, yeah.
Who would eat that stuff?
I'm not with the stirring in the clockwise manner.
Why not?
Well, because I'm left-handed, and by nature, left-handed stir counterclockwise.
That's correct. You
really?
Would go the other way. Yeah. That's bad luck. Well, you're sinister. That's why.
So you always stir from the inside of the body out? Is that just the...
That's how I do it.
Hey, what was that Star Trek episode where Scotty said something like, the haggis is in the fire now?
I don't know. I'm not a huge... I don't remember
Don't they stuff like the intestines and you eat
that?
Yeah,
the stomach,
haggis
yeah, stomach and all that stuff.
Love
yeah.
that, dude.
So Italy, rather than Santa Claus... Italian children await the arrival of Befana, a friendly witch who delivers sweets and toys on the 5th of January.
How do you spell that?
B-E-F-A-N-A.
B-E-F-A-N-A.
Befana.
Befana.
I don't speak Italian, so that's probably a killer translation, but...
Oh. Well, Italy, okay.
Bippity-boppity, eh?
Hey. Yeah.
Family Guy's talking.
I'm walking here. We got a saying here. I'm walking
I think
here.
That's... That's Brooklyn?
That's Ratso Rizzo, from Midnight Cowboy.
It's a good flick, too.
Apparently that was ad-lib, too.
Yeah, well, that car
What's
came
up,
out of nowhere.
Yeah, the taxi came into the shot, yeah. Hey, John Wells is here. So is April Hicks.
Hey, hey. Yo, yo.
Any relation?
Yeah, that's
April Hicks.
Wife.
Yeah, that's my old lady.
I thought it was a coincidence.
Shepherd's pie. I don't know what the hell is.
Left-handers rule the world.
April
okay.
says the same thing. No, they
true
don't.
Story. We're only 7 to 10% of the population,
right,
but we're better at math and science.
Number 20.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right side mm-hmm. brain.
You're not better at math and science.
Traditionally, left-handers are better than right-handers.
Okay,
there are exceptions.
Yeah,
fair.
You can borrow my differential calculus books. I got plenty.
I will
do you some good.
Yeah, I'll do nothing of the sort, Armand. Don't you ever try that again?
Well, potentiate that right
don't even,
side dominance.
Don't even threaten to give me your calculator.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Calculator.
In Ethiopia,
Wooters a lefty too.
Ethiopians right. celebrate Christmas on January 7th. People wear white clothes, and the men play Ghana, a fast-paced game with sticks and wooden balls.
Hmm.
That's not too weird,
that's
I guess.
That's not as weird as you.
No, I mean, we got baseball
is it really,
here.
It's not even really Christmas, I guess.
Well, what we're saying, January 6th is what the, you know, Greek and Armenian and, you know, Eastern Orthodox celebrates January 6th.
Hmm. What do you guys call it over there in Armenia, Christmas? Christmas?
Garant.
Gahant. Let me ask you. So, is there like a Santa Claus and all that? Is it believed to be like the Christian Jesus?
That's American stuff.
Right. So, what's the popular religion in Armenia?
Eastern Orthodox,
which is Catholicism.
Yeah. Well, it's the same except we don't believe in the Pope.
Well, he's real. How do you not believe in him?
Yeah, you're not alone in
that. We don't believe the guy's got any. He's any.
Oh, he's not special.
Right? Yeah. He's especially this pope.
That's weird.
I think this pope's pretty progressive.
Bunch of heathens.
That's correct.
All right. 23. In Latvia, a group of mummers dressed in a variety of costumes travel from house to house. Each household must give them a treat in return for a blessing. So door to door begging.
I'm not
trick
sure.
or treat. We do that at Halloween.
Oh yeah, it's Halloween.
Yeah, Latvia, get your shit together.
In a variety
you're
of costumes, traveling house to house. They have Halloween 2 months late.
Yeah, fucking Latvians. That's where Dr. Doom's. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that's Latveria. Wasn't
oh,
it?
That
you're
is
right.
Latveria.
Yeah.
God damn, Armand. Latveria.
I got Fantastic Four like 120 through 200 or something.
Oh shit, way to go. Dr. Doom is probably the best villain in all of Marvel.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's a great.
He's pretty good.
I didn't like the guy that played him in the movie.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
like him?
I thought that guy was good.
The first movie, what was his name? Starts with a J. He was in that show on FX, the Nip Tuck. Julian McMahon.
Yes.
Well, he looks menacing enough.
Yeah,
I gotta check it out again.
I thought he was a good dude, but anyway. Guatemalans.
Did you watch the reboot of the Fantastic Four?
Yeah,
did you watch the reboot?
Oh, yeah, horrible.
Really? I didn't watch it because I was afraid of that aspect right there. I liked Vic Mackey being the thing and Jessica Alba being the chick. And then, like,
are pretty horrible, but they're way better.
What about, you know, Captain America is also simultaneously Johnny Flame?
Yeah. What?
Well, the
Chris
Human
Evans.
Torch, he was Johnny Storm.
Oh, does he mean the same? Johnny Storm.
Yeah, Johnny Storm. Or, yeah, that's right. So he played, you know, Flame on. And
oh,
then,
did he?
Yeah, and then he went on to play Captain America, both Marvel. So they had to.
Happens. Deadpool was the Green Lantern.
That's true. Deadpool was
Green
Lantern.
Now, Wooter said in Armenia, you probably use your. Now, I don't think it's a Gregorian calendar because, you know, like you have the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, yours starts on Christmas, but, you know, the 12 days of January 6th. So technically, yeah, Christmas starts on the 25th, ends on the 6th.
Is that right?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. That's the 12 days of Christmas.
It checks out.
So we celebrate on the 12th day.
Armand's math is correct, people.
Coming from an atheist, that's probably, you know, don't take my word for it. But.
Never do. Actually, if you're going to take anybody's word for it,
take Armand's word for
it. I don't know.
Right?
Well, yeah, that, but Ocho Man's religious.
So, I don't take his.
You got the Jewish with the 9 days, the menorah, they're behind. I mean,
well, it's eight crazy
eight,
nights.
Eight,
is, it, is that what it is?
Eight nights, yeah. Correct.
Ask Adam.
9 days?
I like his song. That is a good song.
The Hanukkah song?
Yeah, the Hanukkah song. That's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, I liked Hanukkah.
So, 24, Guatemalans sweep out their houses before Christmas. Each neighborhood will then create a large pile of dirt before placing an effigy of the devil on top and burning it.
Okay. Well, what was that country that didn't sweep out the house? Was that Norway? What was it?
No, there's no sweeping allowed.
One didn't sweep. So, we got a conflict here.
Norway, you're right. No sweeping in Norway, but...
Now these people
in Guatemala.
Okay,
they actually borrow the brooms. It's Norway people are afraid
right,
of
the Norwegian good
Guatemala.
Norwegian wood. Okay,
it's a good jam.
Yeah, good song.
Cuba, 25. Every December, Cuban city Remedios plays host to the Piranhas Festival. The city divides into two halves, each building a themed sculpture from light bulbs in preparation for Christmas Eve. So giant light sculpture off. It's kind of a cool contest. Yeah,
they do that exactly here in America. Weird. Like, you know, you and your neighbor get into it over who's got the best lights
that's
and shit
true.
Like that. You know
we
what
do
I mean?
That here.
Yeah. It's almost a thing here.
It's like you got Clark Griswold on one side of the street.
Mm-hmm. I had 25,000 lights on my roof this year, boys. I have 30,000. Fuck. Honey, go to Walmart.
25,000 for starters.
Honey, we got to go to Walmart.
Is that Christmas vacation?
No.
He's ad-libbing there.
I'm ad-libbing, yeah.
Oh, you are.
So, in Bavaria, a noisy Christmas tradition has taken hold. Wearing the national costume of Lederhosen, Bavarian Highlanders fire mortars into the air.
Mortars?
That's what it says, mortars.
Well,
I'm really hoping they're just blanks.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fair.
Well, that's Germany.
Those things blow up when they hit the ground, generally.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a mortar barrage.
No. Didn't work out for, what was this, Captain Holka?
Incoming.
That was great.
Oh, shit.
I love that movie, Stripes.
Fire that mortar, soldier. Yeah. John LaRoquette, right?
Yep.
I love that movie, except the second half stinks.
I don't know.
Once Hulk got killed, remember, once they...
He didn't get killed. He was back for the second half. He just got injured.
Right, but I
second half of training was pretty crap.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, after they did the thing and they got the job, then they
he
sent him
off. He said, black guys help the white guys. I don't know. It's a funny movie. Anyway, Grease. And I'm going to fuck this one up hard.
Razzle dazzle.
The Kalikinzeroi. Oh, boy. A race of evil goblins lurk underground according to Greek legend. During the 12 days of Christmas, they supposedly surface, wreaking havoc. I am totally writing that
That's
down.
That's a good one. That's a movie there.
Yeah.
I'm
going to write that movie.
K-A-L-L-I-K. Kalikansaroi. Kalikansaroi.
Wow.
A race of
evil
goblins.
Here's
Real
Talk. We murder pronunciation on a day-to-day basis.
That's a tough one there.
Yeah, dude, I don't care who you are.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Jeez, Aristotle couldn't pronounce that.
In Slovakia, the most senior man of the house takes a spoonful of laksa pudding and throws it at the ceiling. The more that sticks, the better.
Oh, well, that's cool.
That's interesting. Is it like a percentage of stick or?
What do you get if
by weight or volume?
What if it drops? I don't understand. The more, the better.
Well, I guess it's lucky if it really, you know.
He ain't cleaning it up either way.
Does one person get to stand under it and go, wait for it to drop?
I don't understand the end game here.
Well, that's another crazy, you know, that mistletoe thing. Do you guys do that?
Yeah, no, I don't go actively kissing people under the mistletoe. But yeah, that's a pretty weird one, too.
Yeah, I mean,
especially with a poisonous plant.
Right, it's kind of screwed. Isn't that what's going to kill Loki, though? Or no, Loki uses the mistletoe to kill.
Spoilers! Wait, is he talking about Thor 3?
No.
I'm just saying in Norse legend, who is it? Balder. Balder gets killed by mistletoe, right?
I did not know.
Don't you read Thor comic book?
Not in many, many years.
Yeah, he fires an arrow made of mistletoe, and that's what kills Balder.
Huh. I know mistletoe is poisonous.
Well, in Norse mythology, that's, yeah. I think Loki fired the arrow.
Well, back to Japan. White Christmas cards are sent to friends and family. Red cards, however, are to be avoided. This is traditionally the color of funeral announcements. So don't send a red Christmas card.
No?
And that's on the way to KFC, I guess, right?
Yeah, don't pick up red cards on the KFC is mostly red, too.
That's true, yeah.
Canada. Okay. The Canadian Post recognizes the address Santa Claus, North Pole, Canada, ho, ho, ho. Any letters received bearing this address are both opened and replied to. That's pretty cool. So send a letter to Canada. It's marked Santa Claus, North Pole, Canada, ho, 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 I guess is your zip code.
I thought all the letters went to Kris Kringle. Remember a Miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is proved he was Santa Claus.
You know there's a place called North Pole in Alaska, an actual city? It's not near the North Pole. It's just called North Pole, Alaska.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Sister-in-law used to live there for a while. Worked there.
I know there's one. There's only one hell, USA.
Where's that at?
Georgia?
The South?
This county, isn't it?
It's a town called Hell.
Oh, I figured it was in this county. Let's see.
Hell,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
City
only one city.
Called Hell.
Yeah, I only have one L, but I know.
Michigan. Hell, Michigan.
There it is. Two
is that
L's?
Dearborn?
Two L's.
Okay, there it is.
Oh, it's in Putnam Township in Livingston County. I don't know where that is.
Yeah, you got
to. Don't mean shit to me.
Hand.
Don't mean shit to me.
Okay.
Don't mean shit.
Desultory comment.
I like it. Finland. Finnish people traditionally mark Christmas with a touching tribute to the dead. Families light candles at the graves of their departed loved ones, making Finnish graveyards a beautiful sight. That's not weird again.
I think that's fitting, you know.
Anytime you're remembering somebody that died, I don't consider that weird.
No.
Especially around Christmas, which is traditionally, you know, time to remember people. Huh. Iceland.
Again. The Iceland,
this
is going to be good.
Finland,
huh?
Iceland, we're still above.
Icelandic children leave a shoe on their bedroom windowsills during the 12 days of Christmas. Each night is filled with sweets or gifts ready to be enjoyed. Okay. Santa Claus, this is England. Santa Claus traditionally leaves presents in a child's stocking on Christmas Eve. However, naughty children may wake up Christmas morning to find a lump of coal in their stocking. That's our normal way of doing it.
It's like Charlie Brown Halloween.
So our view of Santa Claus, you know how they always say if you're naughty, Santa will bring you a bundle of switches or a lumps of coal?
Right, lump of coal, yeah.
That's Krampus shit.
That's what Krampus does.
So we've basically taken the Krampus mythology, bastardized it,
and then
slapped it onto the tough side of Santa, and used it to scare our children.
Yeah, but Krampus, you know, like I said, I read into it because my buddy's writing that script, and it's like, I thought he abducted the kids and took them to hell or something.
Some of them,
to drop a little coal in their stocking. I don't think that's appropriate punishment.
We got two more of these, and we'll flip over and do some Krampus talk.
Yeah.
So in South Africa, South African children are told the story of Danny, a young boy who angered his grandmother by eating the cookies that had been left for Santa. In her rage, she killed him. And he is said to haunt homes at Christmas.
Wow.
Damn.
South Africa don't fuck around.
Wow, that's a nice Yuletide.
A young boy who angered his grandmother by eating the cookies they had been left for Santa.
It's a warm story.
In her rage, she killed him. The grandmother killed him.
Wow.
That sounds like she could be from America.
Well, you guys have kids. I mean, if they ate Santa's cookies, what would you do to them?
She ate my cookies. You never know. Santa's, I don't give two shits about. Those are for him anyway. If he didn't get there first.
This is interesting. I don't know the only one from America, and I've never heard of it.
Oh, the next one? So why don't you read it? Number 35.
Americans have created a boozy Christmas tradition called the Running of the Santas. Each event sees scores of people, of course dressed as Santa, taking part in a large bar crawl. And if you don't know what a bar crawl is, it's where you go from one bar to the next as a big, huge group of people.
So if you live in a city and go out, that's generally every time you go out is a bar crawl.
Pretty much. If you go out with a group of friends, you know, you go, a bar crawl. But, you know, you get a bunch of Santas together.
I don't think we have any listeners that are actually from America. Just fucking around.
I hope so.
No, but I've never heard of this.
That's why I said I've never heard of the Santas.
Seems kind of dangerous.
Now, you guys know that the original, that Santa with the red outfit, and that was Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, 30-something.
Okay. You guys got me there. I thought I had you there.
Come on. Everybody knows the old Kris Kringle Coca-Cola connection.
Never wore the red coat before then. It was like their big campaign ad that launched that.
Let's talk. Well, the next thing we had on our list to talk about was commercialization of holiday season. It's a perfect segue into that.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you care? Is this holiday anything more than a commercial holiday anyway?
Capitalism, buddy.
As the majority of us don't practice Christmas as, at least the majority of the people I know, as a religious holiday, it is most certainly a commercial holiday.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like almost any other holiday we have.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Memorial Day or...
Well, Easter. What's Easter? That's the day they sell the most candy, I believe, is Easter.
Well, Halloween would be up there, too.
I think they're up there, too, but I think Easter's got them
beat. Easter beats them with a lot of like egg hunts and shit.
Yeah. Another weird tradition here in America. The egg hunt.
So... Chocolate how did they? Bunnies. Let's think about this. How commercialized is Christmas? So it starts all the way from the fact that they tell you got to buy a tree every year.
It starts, decorations inside the house and out.
And it starts right after Labor Day, basically. I mean, September, you're going to see, you know.
I feel like the radio station's starting to play Christmas music right after Thanksgiving to try to get you in a Christmas mood in order to get you out to the stores,
you got Black Friday
buying things. You got
kicking everything off anyway, which is the most commercial time.
They want you to spend every bit of extra money you've made throughout the entire year from the end of November to the end of December.
Let's fiscally reset for the beginning of the
year. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like any progress you've made, you can fuck yourself.
In fact, if you
want to
start in the red, now's the time. Huh?
They start layaways
for next year already. They want you to save up your money to spend.
Shit, you know, now for layaway, you can't even put items under a certain amount in layaway, like under $10 or $15. If it's like a $10 item, nope, you can't put that in layaway. That's some shit. Mm-hmm. What if I wanted to put some bags of socks in there? You know, and just add it to my order.
Socks for you.
I don't know.
You can't do that.
At the end of the day, it doesn't really bother me about the commercialization of Christmas. I think it only bothers people who, you know, just recently realized and had previously thought that Christmas was a very holy time.
Right. Well, yeah, that's kind of...
And I don't mind. I mean, there is a, you know, traditional Christian aspect, you know, holy night, old fucking Jesus.
Well, watch Charlie Brown Christmas. Linus will tell you what the meaning of Christmas is.
That's a good point.
He's
full of shit.
You don't like Linus?
No,
fuck Linus. He's a pussy. You're right, Armand.
I like Linus. He was
a
dreamer.
Pussy.
Yeah,
with his blanket and shit. What a little girl.
Obviously, he was a pussy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to love a dreamer.
Patty to beat his ass.
What idiot
instantly.
Would believe in the Great Pumpkin? You know, I like Sally. Man.
What?
All right.
You're breaking apart kid cartoons and calling them dumbasses.
I've analyzed.
Are you saying the cryptid known as the Great Pumpkin is not a real cryptid?
I don't think so. Sally.
It's the Great Pumpkin Patch, Charlie Brown.
You blockhead.
That bitch pulled the football every time.
Lucy pulled the football.
That's right. Like
right. That's
Sally was.
Sally was mad because she's in love with Linus and hung out with him in the Pumpkin Patch. And who didn't get tricks.
Who was the gal that was the tomboy?
Peppermint Patty.
That's it. She'll whip your ass.
What's up, Chuck?
She's tough.
Yeah,
Chuck.
For sure.
That's right. And who's her sidekick?
Oh, gotcha.
Black haired
Marcy.
Marcy. Very good. Yeah.
Who played the piano?
Schroeder. That's some good music. Yeah. Vince Guaraldi.
Yep. It's called the Linus and Lucy and Vince Trio that does that song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died young, that guy, Vince Guaraldi. Yeah, he was good. At Christmas time, that carol they play is pretty good, you know, during the special.
Oh, yeah. Christmas time is here. I can't
time
say
Time for joy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one, isn't it?
All right. I think so. Commercialization covered. I like it. It actually is a good way to end the year.
Uh-oh.
Pretty well used to it.
Wooter's got something.
It brings me right to the next thing, though. Like, happy holidays, people piss me off.
Why?
Because, like, what the fuck is the big deal? It's like...
So this is that topic I was saying earlier that's going to really show Eric's intolerance.
Because you don't want to... I just don't like happy holidays.
No. Yeah,
you want to say Merry Christmas.
I don't give a fuck what it is. It doesn't matter to me. Like,
that's very tolerant.
You know what I mean? Like, why is everyone making a big deal about whether or not you should say this or you should say that.
Would you be
say
offended?
Whatever the fuck. No, not
that's
at all.
What I'm saying. A lot of people.
I'm offended by other people's offense of it. That's what I'm offended by.
That's fair.
I'm offended by other people's offense of it.
But it seems
I don't
like
even
you
believe in God or Jesus, but say Merry Christmas to me, and it's not like I'm like,
would you,
you
never say,
bastard.
Okay,
you better say
off.
Happy Holidays.
Well, let me ask you this. If presented with a person of Jewish descent, obviously, you know, they're wearing a fucking...
Happy Hanukkah, bro.
The yarmulke.
I'll tell him Happy Hanukkah, bro.
Why don't you do that? You don't believe in Hanukkah.
Doesn't matter.
Why don't you say Happy Holidays at that point?
Doesn't matter, because
it's Happy
Hanukkah.
You expect them to say Happy Christmas or Merry
Christmas? No, I don't care what you say to me.
That's just your way.
That's just me. I don't care what you say. You can say Happy Holidays to me all you want. I'm not telling you what you can say to me.
But you're not... We're respecting what
well,
other
I kinda
people
agree.
Why not?
I mean,
when I said I'd say Happy Hanukkah to the Jewish guy. Yes, exactly.
Shit,
outrage over this. Starbucks can no longer put Merry Christmas on their shit because of the people that are mad. You have to put Happy Holidays now. And then you see people that say there's a war on Christmas. Put Christ back in fucking Christmas.
You don't believe
America's
a melting pot?
No,
you don't believe
not.
That? You don't believe that at all? Where are you? Where,
I don't
what's
think
your,
it ever was.
Huh. Armand. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're Armenian.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, but melting pot is that's.
We're a country of immigrants, Armand.
So you don't think it's more like a pot with things just bumping into each other? We haven't really melted together.
It's more of a salmagundi. It's not a It's
more of a Creole
amalgam.
Type of.
It's like a cheese futon. No, what do they call it?
It's more of a gumbo.
Not a futon. A
no. I
fondue. It's like a cheese fondue.
No, it's not a fondue at all.
Fondue. That's a.
No, it doesn't. But I don't know, man. I think it's fine. People
who
say
gets
that.
Offended by this stuff?
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
A lot of
that's what
do.
I'm talking about.
I know. I mean, you've got nothing better to do than get mad at somebody.
Exactly.
Saying Merry Christmas to
well,
you.
Well, it's the people that get mad about somebody saying
care.
Happy Holidays.
I wouldn't even care if someone said Happy Hanukkah to me.
I know.
Like, thank you.
Well, it's I don't care if they say Happy. What's the other?
Yeah.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Big. I'm not black, but I don't care. Happy Kwanzaa to you too.
Black. It's
African.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's
African doesn't mean black. Just say
it. Now
no, but it's
offended.
Generally it's the people who get pissed off when you say Happy Holidays that generally say this is America and we celebrate Christmas.
And you can go fuck yourself if someone wants to get
too
mad
if you
about
say
that.
Happy Holidays.
Because hey,
right.
don't get
That's
it twisted.
Generic.
I'll say Happy Holidays too. Just whatever comes to my mind. But I don't want someone telling me like, hey. You know, that's not right of you to say.
Well, forced political correctness is your issue.
I'm not Christian, and I would not like you to say Merry Christmas to me. Well, with that, sir, you can go fuck yourself, because I'm not Christian either, and I go say it to whoever the fuck I want to. I just don't like it. I just don't like how people get so upset over shit like this. Little shit.
You get Christmas and New Year.
We got Harvey Weinstein out here raping fucking people for movie parts, and people are upset over Happy Holidays?
It's not mutually exclusive. You can be upset about both of those things.
Yeah,
you can. But I feel like your attention could be really put somewhere else other than the Happy Holidays.
You're going to worry about Happy Holidays when you got fucking Danny Masterson raping women all over Netflix.
Danny Masterson.
Yeah, who is that guy? What did
he was
do?
In that 70s show.
Yeah,
apparently his rape
five
women.
I forgot about him.
Hyde.
Yeah.
That's a bad
See,
one.
That's a this thing knows no, it doesn't judge. It hits everybody. All the people
now,
you
for the
thought
guy that
were
randomly
cool.
once 20, 30 years ago whipped his dick out one time, it happens. You get drunk, you pull your dick out. Yeah. Like he who hasn't pulled his dick out there the first stone, right? But the guy who rapes five or six women, that's one of those, I think everybody's going to need to pick up a stone and throw it at this guy.
But this guy actually raped. I mean,
innocent until proven guilty. I believe that with my heart.
That's what he's accused of.
But you get that many accusees.
Yeah, but apparently, though, even now, anybody, if they're accused, they're guilty. That's what's her name said.
Touched by a 12 grade makes a great point right here.
Uh-oh.
It can be a melting pot, sure, but how come the people who created this country, mostly the Christian Catholic faith, are being told now that they cannot celebrate openly their holidays? While everyone else is being told that they can celebrate themselves, there's an oppression going on while being told you're not allowed to oppress.
I mean, that's one way to look at it.
I just don't.
I think that's a victim mentality.
Even for Christians. It is kind of, but I don't even think.
No, that's the majority. That's the white people going, I can't be white now. I see that so much now. People are getting pissed.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's the reverse.
Yeah, it's
but at the same time. Why are people telling these Christians that they can't say what they want?
They're dickheads. They can say whatever they want.
Right.
And this is one time when they say, this is America. Say what you want to say.
Say what you
want to say. Well, I was surprised because I walk into Walmart and that greeter, you know, the guy's usually in a wheelchair or, you know, has some sort of gross deformity.
Wow.
You know, he says to me right out, he says, Merry Christmas, you know. And you know,
Happy New Year.
Right. I don't get it. Who's going to get it? But I think it's pretty ballsy to do that, you know, because somebody might get pissed.
Somebody's
turn around
gonna
not buy
pissed.
Anything.
Anyway.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not Christian. Do I look Christian?
I'm pagan.
I'm really Christian.
I worship the guardian of the watchtower of the East.
Well, I would think you get mad about even happy holidays, because if you're not Christian, it's not a holiday to you.
Yeah.
There's no holiday.
It's a commercial holiday. That's what we're celebrating. In America, the Christmas holiday is what we're generally celebrating as commercial.
Veruca Salt.
Now, yeah, she was a... Yeah. She was a
Veruca's a wart.
Veruca.
Yeah, was that's what it means. I mean, it's a wart.
Ooh.
She was
V-E-R-R-U-G-A.
Wart Salt. She played the worst witch.
Okay, well,
and
that's
what it means. She was also Dorothy
in Return of Oz. She was the young kid in Charlie and Chocolate Factory, the one that everybody hated.
So...
Yeah, she was.
So what's her deal? Why'd you bring her up?
No, that's the character's name, but it's not the actress I'm thinking of. Because I just quoted the movie,
I don't remember the name of it.
So it's three or four girls.
Witchcraft. Craft. The Craft.
The Craft. Yeah, you ever seen The Craft? It was some good early 90s crap, maybe mid-90s.
Oh.
It was about four girls who practiced witchcraft.
Oh. Do we have it on our...
I don't know. Definitely not.
Okay. Definitely not. Yeah, of course, we don't have a site.
All right, moving on. Got through all that.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, what's next?
Got through that.
What about Krampus, man?
Yeah, I guess we have to talk about Krampus, right?
We don't have to, but I pretty much want to. So I got a real good list. I found 9 facts about Krampus. I went through and read the Wikipedia page. I read 4 or 5 articles and stuff about Krampus. I feel like I got a good... A good hold on what Krampus is, but here's some interesting facts from this article. It says, Krampus is a Christmas demon.
Nice.
Right.
So I in like Austria and across German-speaking Alpine region, the demonic character is a crucial part of the holiday season. He's a devilish figure with long horns and a goatee beard. Not goatee, goatee.
Goatee. Oh,
like a fucking goat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So much like a typical portrayal of Satan. You might see him post
Is that where goatee came from?
Well, it's no. goatee.
But I wonder if that's where that came from. You got a beard like a goat. Right? It's a goatee.
Generally, what we have is actually called a Van Dyke.
That's Anthony Van Dyke.
So it's not a goatee. It's a Van Dyke.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, there's color. There's a spade. You know, the one
True.
Squared off.
Right. Is that David Spade?
No, it's like a spade. You know, like a garden implement spade.
Anyway, you might see him post harmlessly on a greeting card or reproduced in chocolate or figurines.
Uh-huh.
You might also encounter a procession of Krampuses stalking through the town, laden with bells and chains. Intimidating onlookers and whipping them with bundles of sticks.
Yeah. Cool. I told you that town in Austria, Was it Austria? It was...
Probably Austria.
Yeah, the townsmen get drunk. They all dress up as Krampuses, and they run around...
Krampi. I was first.
Jesus
Krampi?
Christ. Krampi. Do you guys see what I put up with here? Do you see what I put up with? I can't even say Krampuses. I have to say
Krampi. I don't think so.
Krampi. So they dress up as... Krampi.
Right.
And
kind of fun to see.
And they chase and they chase the kids around the town, hitting them and trying to torment them and torture these kids.
That makes sense.
And in order to keep them in line, because if not, Krampus will come and eat you.
Dude, it's beautiful. It's
I wish they do that in America. They got a real good hold on how to keep their kids in line. The naughty list ain't fucking working over here.
Well, we tried.
We need to throw a Krampus into the mix.
Yeah, if you're gonna reward good behavior, you have to
threaten
penalize.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, so I really feel like we tried with the naughty list shit.
Well, the problem is nobody in recent history knows anybody who's got lumps of coal or bundles of switches for real.
We need to bring that back. Bring it back. Get your kids a lump of switches or a lump of coal.
You guys have kids. If they've been naughty all year, they still get presents, right?
Right.
When have you never given
naughty
your kid a present?
All year.
Yeah, right. And you didn't give him a present. Right.
Oh, man, I got her more than I've ever got her.
Right.
Probably shouldn't have, but
see,
I did.
See, that potential, that nurtures, that's what's wrong with our country right there.
Okay, so the second fact on this list says December 5th belongs to Krampus. If you survive, you might get presents. It's known as Krampusnacht. When Krampus reigns, Krampus in the real Nacht. World, people might attend Krampus balls, or young men from the local Krampus group might don carved wooden masks, cowbells, chains, and elaborate costumes,
Krampus
and
balls.
Run through town in a Krampusloft, the Krampus Run. This is what you're talking about. Frightening and sometimes beating bystanders.
Yes.
According to legend, Krampus will spend the night visiting each house. He might leave bundles of sticks for bad children, or he might just hit them with the sticks instead.
Fucking right.
He might toss them into a sack or basket on his back and then throw it into a stream.
Yeah, he wears a wicker basket on his back sometimes for the kids that are assholes. He'll take them out and drown them.
Or might just take them right to hell.
Yeah.
The next day, though, is Nikolaustag.
I'm okay with
St. Nicholas's Day. The same St. Nicholas whose Dutch name, Sinterklaas, evolved into Santa Claus.
Hi, Ballsack.
What?
I mean, what's his name spoken?
Look at his picture.
It is. So there's a guy in chat named Ballsack. Sorry to interrupt the flow. He says, hi, say my name. Well, hello, okay. Ballsack. That's funny. In other words...
That's very funny.
If you survive, though, the 5th, which is Krampusnacht... St. Nick might come the next day. You okay over there?
Yeah.
Well, he likes a picture.
The ball sack just got me.
Is this a new listener? Is this a...
Yeah, I've never seen ball sack before.
Yeah, right.
Welcome.
So many
jokes. Number 3 says, Krampus may be a monster, but he pals around with Santa.
He does?
Yeah, that's his buddy.
So originally Krampus was a pagan thing, duo? But as the son of Hel from Norse mythology.
From Michigan.
No, not that Hel. H-E-L.
Oh, H-E-L, right. That's a goddess, right? That's a goddess.
He got grafted on the Christian tradition as a sidekick of St. Nicholas, similar to figures like Zwarte Piet in the Netherlands and the Necht Ruprecht in Germany.
Oh, Ruprecht.
Wooter,
oh,
we're going to need you here. We're going to need you.
That's Steve Martin. That's a great scene.
You
going to
make it over there, Eric? What?
With the ball sack again?
He's still on ball sack.
Yeah, he can. He is.
What's so funny about that to you?
The picture.
The picture, okay. So get on YouTube, find the video for this show, and right around the, hour and 12-minute mark, look for some ball sack.
Well, they can see that, right? They can see the.
Yeah, but
this
the
seems like everything on this list is the exact same thing. So number four says, Krampus revelers will hit, push, and whip spectators at their parade. It's the same thing again, just said differently.
Spectators are not necessarily like bad. I thought they're bad kids.
No, they just walk through town and beat anybody they come across.
It's like the running of the bulls, kind of, yeah.
So here's a little thing. The narrow streets in the old city section of Salzburg were packed with pedestrians as the Krampus stomped through. Many people were caught unaware and reacted with terror. Some would flee and try to seek refuge in a shop or restaurant, only to be pursued by a determined Krampus. With so many easy targets, we again managed to escape largely unharmed. At times, we were chased, jostled, and struck, but compared with the brutality we witnessed, it was obvious we had been spared the full brunt of what Krampus could muster. Jesus Christ, man.
Hey, listen, wouldn't you rather be... I'd rather be Krampus than Santa Claus any day.
I guess.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Some kid's sitting on your lap, pissing
just
on you.
Avoid Austria in the first week of December.
I love it, man. That's...
You going
been
over?
To Austria, nice Armand?
I think, we should, there, I think we should sponsor Armand to go over for the Krampus holiday next year.
Boy, get a beating.
Okay, here's an interesting one. The appearance of Krampus often varies, but he often has one human foot and one cloven foot.
Makes sense.
How does that make sense?
Well, he's kind of half devil, half man.
I guess so. The picture I'm seeing of him, though, he looks more like the traditional devil covered in black
terrifying.
Hair.
He does kind of look like the devil.
What's with the chains?
That's for the children.
The kids, okay.
Yeah, for the children. You gotta steal the children. Let's see. Some Austrian households have year-round decor meant to remind kids to stay good or Krampus will get them. Beautiful.
Love it.
The gypsies would steal you. Did your mom ever tell you that?
I've heard that before. Yeah, the gypsies get you. I don't think mom ever said that, but I've heard that phrase.
If you don't eat your vegetables and shit, the gypsies will take you.
Gypsies do that type of shit?
So, you know, gypsies used to be more of a thing than they are now, especially in Europe, but they just wandered around in their little caravans. And
it's like hippies?
Kind of. They were just vagabonds.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot, most of these psychic places you go to, they're gypsies.
Yeah. They all dress up. Did you ever see Wolfman, the original Wolfman?
Yeah,
Wolf.
Oh, Maria Uspenskaya played her, yeah.
Yeah, what he said, Maria
Uspenskaya.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
So,
Lawrence
Talbot. This is kind of interesting. Krampus was once banned by fascists. So between 1934 and 38, when Austria was under fascist rule, Krampus was seen as a symbol of sin and anti-Christian ideals and social democrats.
That's good coming from the Nazis and the,
So the newspaper of the Austrian Catholic Union called for a Krampus boycott, and the government of Linz, the capital of East Tyrol, forbade Krampus dances and further mandated that all aspiring St. Nicholas's, must be licensed by the city. They also pledged to arrest Krampus whenever they saw him, or maybe anybody dressed as Krampus. Though it didn't rise to the level of a ban, in 1953 the head of Vienna's kindergarten system also published a pamphlet calling Krampus an evil man, and warning parents that celebrating him could scar their children for life. That sounds like she probably moved to America and started some sort of pussified thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
don't scare your children.
Yeah.
Beat them instead. Isn't that the alternative, why you scare your children? So you don't have to hit them?
Well.
So they'll be good?
You can do both.
How do you keep children from being good? Like is there positive reinforcement that actually works? Because I've never found anything in my parenting experience where positive reinforcement actually does anything.
I wouldn't know. My parents didn't exercise that kind of.
Yeah, I hear you. When I was a kid, it was the belt or
the spoon.
We had the paddle that was built from the crossbar of a bunk bed. So it was like a 1x4 cut out with a real good handle.
Good weapon.
Oh, we had some good paddles, man. So that's why me and Eric are real well behaved these days. We got straightened out of shoulder.
That explains a lot.
Hey, I don't feel bad about any of the whippings I took.
Well, what about
now?
No,
I got a thing
you guys
it's
are
called
fathers
respect
now.
For other people.
Okay, well, now you guys are fathers. Do you
do I use corporal punishment?
Rod?
Yes.
I try not to.
Look,
I've been doing a lot
of
time
I got a little story for everybody that doesn't believe in whipping their kids'
don't,
ass.
Don't get yourself sent to jail here.
I'm not. I have a daughter.
Yeah.
And most precious little girl, love her to death. When she was a couple years younger than she is right now, she used to have a problem with touching the TV, standing there and touching it and pushing it, and it's flat screens, heavy. I didn't want it to fall on her. There have been cases of this happening.
Yes.
So, plus, she just goobers it up with her fingerprints, right, and food on her hands. And kids are gross. So,
yeah. Yeah. It's contraindicated.
I tell her for a week straight, so don't touch the TV. Keep your hands off the TV. Step back. Stay away. You can watch. Just keep your hands off of it. It's not to play with. It's a television.
Yeah. Okay.
This is not a
television. Telling her. So I tell her, says one more time. I says, listen to me, Allison. Stop right here. Stop what you're doing. Put your hands down off the TV. And damn it, look at me. So I tell her, if you touch the TV again, I'm going to have to spank you.
How old is she?
She was about 4 or 5 at this point. And I says, do you understand what I'm telling you? You know, I mean, tell me yes, you understand, or no, you don't. If you put your hands on the TV again, I will spank you. Because you're doing.
Did she know what the meaning of?
Yes.
I
said,
spanked, okay.
Right on your butt. Right. Precisely. I explained this exactly like
diagrams,
it should have been explained.
Yeah.
And I says, I'm just asking this because I don't want you to push it over on your head, and it's expensive. I don't want you to mess it up. Anything you need from this television, let me know, and I will make it do that. Don't touch it. 5 minutes later, went to the bedroom, come back out.
I look.
She has her hands on the television. So I look at my wife, and I'm like, and at this point, it's like she did this deliberately. I feel like she's messing with me here. I look at my wife, and my wife's like,
threat to your manhood.
I don't think that's the issue. But.
She kind of gave me the, you're the one that said you was going to do it. So I went there, minor tap,
okay,
on the ass. Screamed, cried, bloody murder. It was a terrible ordeal for her. But you know what she doesn't do?
Touch the TV?
Touch the fucking TV.
Okay.
So, beat it out of her. Good job.
No, I'm just saying. You know, sometimes you have to say, like, look, I'm trying to explain this to you. This is for your own good.
I hear you. I've been a person who likes to, you know, do the good butt whipping, thinking that works. But we've been doing the timeouts lately. And I tell you what, that psychological warfare of the timeout makes whippings look like child's play.
Yeah.
Well, when they do
I'd rather get my ass whipped.
Play video and all that.
Our timeout is
we got a chair that we sit in my office that she stares at the wall. Sits in the chair, stares at the wall.
That's like standing
around
in the corner. Similar. Timeout, same deal.
We had to do the standing in the corner when we were kids. Now that shit was evil.
Yeah, standing in a corner sucked. I'd rather take a whipping.
Yeah, I'd rather take a whip. Like an hour in the corner was horrible.
The scaredest I ever saw a patient in my office.
Like sweat.
It was
steamy.
Yeah.
I had a patient, and her kid was running amok in my waiting room. And I went to call her out. And finally, just as I went out to call her name, or my girl did, I just saw her spank the kid. And she was terrified that I saw that because I don't usually do this. And I was like, because she's worried I'm going to.
Right,
you know,
right. Well, you know what? A lot of people get
visitors from the state that said that. If you see a child being abused, say, hey, don't worry about it. But that poor woman was terrified that I was going to call the state on her.
Because people anymore have to get in other people's business whenever they see discipline they don't agree with. Mind your own fucking business.
But if I'd called the state, she probably would have gotten in trouble.
Probably.
Yeah.
I saw this woman hit this child.
Which is stupid.
She'd have a hell of a problem there.
Look, man, I don't think you should beat your kids within the inch of your life. I don't think you should withhold food from them. But
there is nothing
wrong with a spanking.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. If you're at the bar, this is a good lesson for life. What if you're older and you get to spouting off at the fucking mouth about this dude's old lady or something? You're going to get smacked. You got to learn to know, like, look, there's things that you do and there's things that you don't do because there could be consequences for those things. And I'm not saying violence is the answer, but I'm saying it fucking works.
What's the question?
Fair. I don't know. Question is, did you deserve it?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah. Okay, that's that.
Yeah.
Now let's move on.
Back to Krampus.
No, I'm done with Krampus.
Yeah. Oh, okay, no more
Krampus. Anything else?
Well, I wanted to do a little quick year interview.
Wait, Jesus was not born on the 25th.
So you say? When was he born? I don't know shit about this.
He had something about why this observed on January 6th.
Oh, I'll have to find that real quick.
Kind of a dissertation on that.
Let's see here. Wooter.
He had an explanation of what exactly January 6th is, yeah. I believe it was Wooter. I guess that'd be Wooter, right? I mean, because...
We asked.
It is W.
I told him,
it's pronounced with a W?
No, I think it's Wooter, but I have to call him Woot. I told him I was going to do that. I liked Woot. Woot. The old Woot.
Okay, Wooter says, historically, all Christian churches celebrated Christ's birth on January 6th until the 4th century. The date was changed from January 6th to December 25th in order to override a pagan feast which dedicated to the birth of the sun, which was celebrated on December 25th. Oh, those motherfuckers.
Ah, there you go.
So they were like, two birds, one stone,
we were talking about that it is a pagan feast, that was, and the Saturnalia and all that stuff.
I feast like a pagan, that's for sure. So there it is. I mean, if the, I believe Wooter there. What else you got to add to it?
I agree with that. I think that's.
Traditionally, do we? I guess.
Well, how,
I don't have
how
any
long
nativity.
This is originally a pagan holiday, and a lot of people think it's right. Christian, but it was.
But how can we see the nativity scene all the time, sir?
Well, that's because that's associated with the Christian part of the holiday. But Jesus was not born on it. They used that because the pagans were already used to celebrating a holiday on this day.
I think part
and they
of the tree is part of that too. I mean, the tree has nothing to do with Christianity.
It's good point.
How long do you guys keep your tree up? When do you take it down?
Soon as possible, Christmas morning if possible.
ASAP.
No, you leave up at least till New Year's, right?
My wife likes to, yeah.
We leave it up at least past the 6th. I remember as a kid we used to leave it up at least past the 6th because, you know, that was our day.
That was the day?
Well, the Armenian church. We celebrated it like everybody else. I didn't even know what the hell was going on, but the church has a big, you know.
How long has it been since you've been back to Armenia?
I've never been to Armenia.
Never?
I was born in Granite City, man.
Okay.
And I'm never going there.
Right. I'm never going there.
John goes there all the time, seems
I,
like,
I go
every
to
year
Vegas.
Too.
I know. Well, his wife's from there.
That's a good point.
Family,
I forget about
and,
that.
You know, he hasn't melted into the pot yet.
he's still...
he's still simmering.
He was actually born in Lebanon.
Lebanon. Yeah, he's from Beirut. Lebanon. Yep.
And a lot of people know that about the Ocho Man. Born in
yes,
Lebanon.
Ocho Man
Missouri?
Trivia.
What?
Lebanon. No, or not Illinois either. Anything else?
No.
Wait.
Ocho Man.
What was your favorite show this year?
Show on our shows?
Yeah, our favorite show. The favorite show.
Let's go backwards through them real quick.
I was
going to
say end of the year show, but you're not going to have a show next week, right?
No. This is our end of the year show.
Okay,
yeah.
Well then, yeah.
So we did Superhumans.
Who cares
that was
about
okay.
You guys? You got to ask the listeners what their favorite.
Hey, say what your favorite stuff is, because Armand said so.
Well, I mean, yeah, but.
There we go. Just fucking with you, Armand. So,
it's not your show. It's their show.
He's got to be there. Superhumans we did. Crooked Clintons.
That was a good one.
I liked it.
Doomsday Returns. That was okay. Diana, Princess of Wales.
That's
that was
good
okay.
One. That's very informative.
Wes Smith's 3. I liked that one.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones this year, honestly, that I'll take away remembering a lot of stuff about.
Really?
Yeah, I did one of the most amount of research I did all year on that show.
Did you guys do the Pizzagate show?
Two.
Okay. How'd that
year,
go
though?
Over?
Not
that
well.
That was good.
Not well.
I love
So the first Pizzagate, when was that? See if you can find that real quick.
Yeah.
January, the beginning of the year, January 16th.
Oh, wow.
It was
okay.
Very close to
the I came out of the gates hot on Pizzagate, like anti-Pizzagate, the fact that we're even discussing it, and I took a shitload of stuff over that. In fact, I still do from time to time get an email or a comment somewhere saying, get this fucker off the show. Everything he says, it's all fake news, blah, 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 blah. He's probably a pedophile. That's where that comes from. From the
Pizzagate.
The anti-Pizzagate. So we redid it again. I did a little bit more research, and I softened my stance a little bit and came up with maybe there's some sort of like sex pedophilia ring there. But the first episode, we focused on the fact that it was all the way at the top. Hillary's involved. Biden's involved. Probably Obama's involved.
Nobody said Biden, I don't think.
Whoever they fucking said was involved.
That's not a good idea.
My point is this. It's just, I don't know. It's too weak at that level. Sure, there's probably actually pedophilia rings in Washington, D.C. Do they take place at this pizza parlor? Who the fuck knows? I don't know. I didn't think those were that great episodes.
We did the JFK episodes, though. Those were great.
JFK was a fun one.
We had you guys were guest stars on our show and did a JFK.
Ooh, we did. That was one of our fun shows.
How about, are you guys going to do a Russia
collusion
episode?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be all there.
That'll be a big one.
Though, right? I mean, we got to wait for just a little bit longer to kind of see what
let
it play out.
The concern with CERN was before that. I didn't think that was that great of an episode. It was okay.
Which one?
The concern with CERN.
Oh, I like that one. I was on that show. That was a great show.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like it. No, I'm just kidding. You know we love you. We did a two-parter on Halloween.
Can't wait for Krampus to whip you to...
We had Ocho Man on that episode.
Yeah.
Which one was that? Oh, the Halloween,
show, yeah.
We did Mind Control. The Vegas shooting was a good episode.
I like the Vegas shooting episode. Day the Music Died or Did It was our music conspiracy episode we did with Brian and Jacob.
On Follow the Sound.
I liked that one, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Transhumanism. That was a fun one, too.
I liked that one. That was all the people upgrading themselves.
We had a good time with that one, yeah.
Right before that was our All Over the Place Part 4, The Quest for Peace. You get that at all? The Quest for Peace? Superman 4?
I'm not for it.
Did you ever see Superman 4?
No.
The Quest for Peace?
Was that with Christopher Reeve?
Yeah.
No, I saw the
Still
first
had
three.
Gene Hackman as well, John Carter.
Really? I got to check.
Margot Kidder.
Maybe.
Yeah, all there.
We did Big Brother Nature, which was about all of the...
Yeah, HARP.
Yeah.
I liked that one. That was kind of cool. I'd actually like to be on one of those teams that manipulates the weather. Can you think of a cooler job than the guy who gets to manipulate the weather?
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. What did we have for that? The Titanic episode was pretty good.
Yes.
Nostradamus was meh.
Yeah, that one was
Yeah, he's just one of the first guys to really figure out the whole scam of, you know, fortune telling.
Right.
He's artificial intelligence was cool, though. There's a lot of implications with artificial intelligence.
I wasn't into Skinwalker Ranch very much. A lot of other people.
Were, that guy's making a lot of headlines right now due to the whole CIA or what was it, Pentagon tapes where they show the two, like the dude bros talking about. Did you see that tape?
Of course
did
I saw that.
Did you see that one,
Armand? Armand, you saw that. Come on.
I can find it. It's two like F-18 pilots or whatever.
Oh, the UFO.
Government
thing.
Just released this.
Yeah, I saw it.
He's like,
we were watching it.
Bro. Yeah. That's a UFO, bro. Bro, there's a whole fleet of them, bro.
Fleet, that's right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And then those are the same people who thought that that cigar-shaped asteroid that
I don't think it's the same people.
Well, yeah, somebody thought it was they were, you know, some kind of alien.
What's so weird about a cigar-shaped asteroid?
I don't know, not much. I don't know why.
Two asteroids hit, shards are going to fly off.
It could be any.
One of them is elongated.
Right. Without tidal forcing, it could theoretically be any.
All right, you got to get the 550 mile diameter
in order for
gravity
to turn
circular.
To start crushing.
Tidal forces.
Yeah. This thing was only like, what, a few kilometers or something?
Now, did you guys do Flat Earth?
Several times. Twice.
Okay.
What do you think about Flat Earth, Armand?
Don't ask that.
I don't think I believe it.
No, no, of course
he doesn't.
It's an interesting phenomenon that anybody believes in. I'd have to.
That's the show.
Yeah.
That's the show. How the fuck
like
do people believe
somebody.
It?
It's a CIA psyop spread to see how
that's
fast.
That's what we ought to do is do a show
see how
on
fast it, that misinformation can spread on the internet, which, by
the
way.
That's interesting to me, yeah.
It's pretty fucking fast.
We should do a show
like,
on that.
For instance, global warming.
Ooh,
but
snap,
that wasn't this year, was it?
That was this year.
Was it this year?
Well, that's my favorite. You know, anybody that spells that stupid notion.
We did Everyone's Wacko and Waco. The Waco
Test
thing. That was cool.
That's a good, you know.
I like the shitty internet.
Well, a good subject makes a good show. Are we talking about the subjects or the shows themselves?
Either way.
You can't have a good show without a good subject. That's going to be my
mantra. I like the shitty internet, too. That was a good one.
Shitty internet was a good one. Super Sasquatch show. That was okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Holly Weird Death. That was another Armand show. That was a real good one, I thought.
How many more shows can you guys come up with? I mean, this is.
Dude, we're having trouble, but we're going to do that crypto one. It's going to be good. I don't know. We're going to have to get real fucking interesting in our topic choices from here on out.
Simulation theory.
That was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a very good one.
What, did you guys arrive at the, have you guys arrived?
Are we in a simulation?
Are we in a simulation?
We'll never know, dude.
We don't know.
We'll never know.
Oh. We don't know that.
We can't know. If we're in the simulation, we can't know that we're simulated. I don't think we can.
There's no way you get out of it.
What kind of simulation would it be? Not a good one.
If you get out of it.
It doesn't really matter if we know or not.
What are the implications of that? What is death, then, if you're in simulation?
End of program.
Yeah. Okay.
Recycling of electrons.
Can you come back?
I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard that theory that...
I didn't make the program.
That theory that somebody actually just posted it on Facebook. I believe it was in our group. If not, then sorry. But it was a
Ballsack.
Somebody said that... is this Ballsack back again?
They're all making jokes about
it. Wooter's taking off. Take it easy, Woot.
Okay, Woot. See you.
Later. So they said that the light you see when you die... actually in the hospital room after you're coming out of the room, the reason you're crying is because you can remember your past life and you know that that's not what it is anymore. And as you get older, like from like 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, you forget all that and start focusing on your new life.
That's a cool theory.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though.
Yeah, isn't it?
David says simulation was fun just because I couldn't say simulation.
That was very true.
Simulation.
Simulation.
I couldn't get simulation and simulation.
It was fucked up.
Dude, I know guys that say stimulation all the time, you know. It's a computer stimulation.
I just couldn't work my brain that day.
It's simulation.
What did we have before that?
Chris Benoit.
What's Vault 7?
Vault 7 was cool. Vault 7 was a release by WikiLeaks that detailed the CIA's entirety of their tech and hacking, like what tools they use.
Oh, that's a good show.
How deep? It was a real good show. Mm-hmm. You can still get all that stuff right now from WikiLeaks. It was pretty good, real easy to get to. There's all kinds of good views or videos on YouTube you can watch about Vault 7. Ours was okay for breaking it down. If you wanted to rewatch that, it's kind of long winded as we always are.
True Crime: The Murder of Seth Rich. That was a good one.
It's okay. That was the whole show.
The whole show was about Seth Rich. Yeah.
Jeez.
That was more or less Eric shitting on Hillary the whole episode, if I recall.
No, it was not.
I think
proof.
So.
That's good.
Everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, right on.
We had all over the place group poll edition and listener call-ins. So
oh, back the group poll. That was a short-lived thing we did for a while where we had a poll on our group to let people pick the next topic.
I remember that.
People were picking topics, so we weren't ready to do.
Some asshole that kept coming in there with a white dog poop.
I like the white dog poop one. It just wasn't a good conspiracy.
That's you wanted to have a show on it?
Yeah.
Why do we see white dog poop?
It was easy, though. They stopped putting the bone meal in. Without the bone meal, whenever it dried out, it didn't turn white. That's how the white.
I don't know if I've ever seen white.
You never seen white dog poop?
Oh, goddamn, Armand. Come on now.
Hey, Divine ate brown dog shit.
Oh, don't get pink flamingos? Yeah.
Yeah, Divine.
Black sites and secret
bases.
We'll
have a discussion on that movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it before.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, yeah, I saw it when I was in college. I was stunned.
Yeah, John Waters classic, huh? Scientology. I actually love that episode, too.
Show.
Did a lot of research on that one.
Yeah, that's a good subject there.
E. Howard Hunt. A sleeper, man. Nobody really liked that episode. I thought it was kind of cool to learn about a guy who was actually a real CIA dude who claims
he was
on his deathbed to have been involved in Kennedy's assassination and many other things. So I thought it was cool.
I liked our Titanic episode.
Yeah, it was
fun with that.
Mm-hmm. You were on the Titanic one?
Yeah, we were talking about the Fed and how the bankers escaped.
Yeah,
and
how they,
interesting.
I remember
that. And then the RMS Olympic or whatever it was.
The Olympic and the Britannic and all. Yeah, none of them really turned out real well.
I don't know. I actually believe the whole thing. They took the Britannic and dumped it because it got all fucked up, remember? Or was it the Olympic?
It was the Olympic.
It was the Olympic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and switch it out for the insurance.
Switch it out for the insurance. Yeah.
That's one of the ones in history most plausible to me is something that actually was a full conspiracy. I'm just saying. Let's try this again. Hollow Earth 2.
More fun if they're true. Yeah. Which one?
Hollow Earth Theories Redux.
Yeah.
So we talked about Hollow Earth again. Rennie, there you go. Check that out. That was episode from May 1st. Right before that, we did True Crime, Chris Benoit, about the professional wrestler who murdered his wife and child.
And then himself.
And he didn't really murder himself. Can you murder yourself? Is that murder?
Suicide.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, but is suicide illegal?
How do you
attempted suicide? We talked about this exactly thing last week.
Sometimes
I
think it's a crime to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Should be. Yeah, because remember I told you about the lady who backed up onto the exit and tried to smoke that?
That's right, yeah. She should be charged for sure.
Hey, you guys might not do a show on that Vegas shooting. That was
We did a Vegas shooting show.
We already did it?
Like a week after it happened.
Oh, wow. That's fast. Quick work, boys.
It was a good one.
Let's see. One World Government and the New World Order.
Oh,
that was a fun show.
Oh, jeez.
The next three shows was our marijuana trilogy.
Everybody hated the marijuana one.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that first show. The first show we were in.
Might have had a bit too much marijuana.
We were in Atlantic City.
I would think your listeners would.
To be fair, many times that we did the show under the influence of marijuana. It wasn't anything new, but it was doing it like actively while trying to do a show.
Yeah,
And
it was like cover the webcam because here we come.
Oh my god!
And then we just kept on with the show, and
it didn't work out. We tried.
Where the hell was I when you did that?
We did that in Atlantic City.
Yeah, we were in Atlantic City.
No, we can't smoke in here, Armand.
I didn't know that.
So we were trying to tell the entire truth about the first episode was what is marijuana, the effects of it, where did it come from?
Yeah, so we figured we get good.
It just didn't work out well.
To tell you about it. No,
the second, third were good though. That went into the conspiracy behind its illegality. What was the third one about? Pop culture involving weed. We call it pot culture.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I had cancer, I'd take the oil.
Oh yeah,
CBD oil. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. That's coming from a doctor, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn right.
Okay.
He's a doctor of Thinkology.
Yeah.
Not a real one. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm a DPM, not an MD.
Similar. Doctor
DPM.
Doctor of Podiatric Medicine.
Why is that not any? It's still doctor.
What's MD? True.
Medical
doctor?
The fuck's the difference? You can prescribe things and treat people and heal them.
You're a doctor in our hearts.
You have powers that heal people.
From now on, he's Dr. Armand.
Oh,
whoa. Ooh, shit. All
right. Dr. Kachigian, even.
Dr. Kachigian, can you come to the podcast studio, please?
Thank you for that honorific.
Hey, we'll give you a whole PhD or something.
Yeah.
School of Serial Talk.
Out for you. School of Hard Knocks.
Me and Mo and Curly. Yeah.
Before the marijuana episodes, we did the Vault Zero Year Zero, or Vault 7 Year Zero. So that was the second Vault 7 we did, right?
Yeah, because we did the...
No, it was the first. It was 2 weeks in a row we did that. So they released Vault Year Zero, which was the first part of Vault 7. Then the next week they released the Dark Matter, which was a whole other thing. I want to re-listen to this.
Oh, Dark Matter. That'd be
it wasn't show. About Dark Matter. It was just more about
CIA.
That's just
CIA's. What they called it. It was just dark material.
It was WikiLeaks still letting out all the secrets of the CIA's hacking stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Dark Matter show wouldn't be bad.
Talking about how they can get into your TVs, how they actually get into your phones. And
everything. They
can completely do all that shit.
I believe it.
Every
believe
fear it. You have, if you're important enough, they can get to you.
They can get to you if you're not important enough, but you really only have to worry about it.
They're not going
to
bother with you.
Yeah, if you're important.
They would never come after Dr. Armand.
Maybe I'll become important.
They would never come after your dime bag dealer on the edge of the road either. Because
why
would
they
ever?
Guy.
Well, yeah, why would they blow their cover on,
Right, they're not going to expose themselves.
So I say to anybody out there who's paranoid that the government's listening to you, 99.9999% of the time, you are not important enough. You are nobody, just like me.
This is true.
So don't worry about it.
Yep.
Unless somebody is listening to you, it's not the government. It's the guy down the road who's an asshole.
Yeah. Because that's a possibility, too.
That's a possibility.
That's a possibility, too. It's not just the government that can hack these fucking TVs and phones and everything. All it takes is a semi-intelligent person to do this with a little bit of research.
C. Shimmer asks, what about an episode on the claims of there supposedly being an ancient metal library located in the Taos cave system in Ecuador? Never fucking heard of it.
That's interesting, though.
Sounds really cool, though.
Yeah, that's interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Nikola, the David Tesla says show, he liked apparently. The Tesla yeah, show. The Tesla show was good.
Yeah, that poor
What
guy.
About the Immortality show? I like that one.
Yeah, we had fun with that.
Forever.
Yeah. All Over the Place Part Due, which was Flat Earth, negative RH negative blood, and more.
Which is weird. What do you know about that, Armand?
RH negative.
What about it?
It's like alien blood.
Yeah, RH negative.
I've never heard. Yeah.
You've never heard of RH negative?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
As a doctor?
Yeah, but rhesus monkey.
Dr. Kachin.
You either have the antigen
Please.
Or not, but I never heard it's from aliens.
Get your hand out of my scrubs.
Do a little research, Armand.
I'll check into that.
Do a little research.
Yeah,
Jeez.
RH blood's pretty gnarly, dude.
We did a show on vampires, a two-parter. I thought that was okay. Nobody liked it, though. No one liked it.
I would think vampires would be a great show.
I thought so, too. Eric didn't like it. Nobody.
I didn't like the idea. I told him before, like, I think this show's going to bomb here.
Well, I don't know about two shows, but one probably.
Well, it was just two-parter. It was a two-parter. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's right up our wheelhouse, don't you? It's like, it's the most famous cryptid ever. Vampires. Mm-hmm. Apparently not. Government waste. Where does the money go?
You know what?
Wow, how come that's I wasn't on that show?
That's my favorite show that we did this year because we talked about some really fucking wasteful habits.
God,
we talked about the National Defense Budget.
Oh,
we talked about, you know, just what they do with all our money and some of the dumb shit. Some of the dumb shit that they
do. Oh, I'd
love
to hear that one.
That was a good one.
Was that William Proxmire used to have the Golden Fleece Award?
I have no idea.
We talked about the Golden Fleece. Yeah, the senator or whatever.
Yeah, from Arizona.
He did that for several years and another guy took it over.
Yeah, the stupidest waste of money.
It's real long.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. You can download it right now.
Yeah,
it's
Golden Fleece. What the fuck is it?
It's an outlining of all the stupid government spending.
Right, but then they come up with the award for the worst, the absolute worst.
Right.
Dumbest.
Before that, we did Pizzagate Strikes Back. We talked about that already. Dream a Little Dream. Before that, it was about dreams and lucid
dreams. Victor liked the vampire
The meaning
episodes.
Of dreams.
Thank you, Victor. I love you. He's the only other person who liked it besides me. Charles Manson and His Family. Great episode. We had Fred Pollard.
Was that before or after he died?
It was before. Before
he was. Yeah, it was way
It was in
he
January.
It was before old gal got out, too.
Yeah. Well, she's not out.
She didn't get out?
No, none of those
Why don't
girls
get out.
Out
Which one?
Susan, the one gal.
Atkinson?
Susan died, didn't she?
Oh, did she?
Did she die? Maybe. She got out.
Susan Atkins.
Krenwinkel's still around, right?
Yeah, she died in 2009. Susan Atkins did.
She had cancer, I think, right?
That's not who I was talking about.
Leslie Van Houten or Patricia Krenwinkel?
Yeah.
She's still alive.
Right.
I think she's still in jail.
They never put the Armenian in jail, I don't think, because she spilled her guts.
Which Armenian?
She was the driver.
The name.
Her last name.
Linda Kasabian.
Kasabian, yeah.
Say her last name had to end with an I-A-N.
Yeah, right.
Or a Y-A-N. To be fair.
Manny Gambarian.
That's right. The fire.
He knows about Manville the Anvil, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl Parisian?
Yeah. They're getting a little old. I don't think he can fight.
Yeah, no, Carl probably don't fight no more. He's probably 50 by now.
Yeah. He's been around a while.
Before Chuck and his family, we did the original Pizzagate. Then the John F. Kennedy three-parters.
Oh, God.
I like the JFK ones.
We started the year out with Pyramids, which nobody liked. It was a real short show. To be fair, it was crap.
Pyramids sucked. I had a good idea for the show, but it didn't pan out how I wanted it to go.
What was it?
I wanted to link it into Antarctica with the pyramids. I wanted to talk about that, and then that would bring us into the
Hollow Earth.
Yeah, but there was the Operation High Jump that we were talking about and everything. I mean, it was supposed to link all together, but it didn't plot out the way it was supposed to. So,
I think the biggest pyramid is in Guatemala, isn't it? Those Mayan pyramids are bigger than the. Aren't
it's
they?
Insane. I don't know.
There's the moon. Are you talking about the Pyramid of the Sun and the Pyramid of the Moon? They're pretty big.
I don't know. These Mayan pyramids.
I believe we talked about those in the pyramid episode.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I've said many times before, after we do an episode, I generally forget every single thing.
Did you guys ever figure out how they did it? Because, I mean, isn't that the mystery, how they got these huge...
Didn't we do a megalithics episode, though?
What's that?
Megalith episode. Didn't we do a fucking megalith episode, or am I freaking out?
You're freaking out.
Yeah, because we talked about the big stone of Babel and, like, that one fucking 200 ton stone that was carved out perfectly, but it cracked, so they had left it there where it was at.
Ayers Rock. Man, that's a big one.
It could have been on our Strange Places episode.
I thought we did a megalithic episode.
I don't think we did, man. That doesn't sound
while we were still in OT?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Huh. Anyway, well, if not, we should do something on like the megalithic.
Monolith,
like,
you mean?
Megalithic. Like huge.
Just big things?
Yeah, but like they're, you know, like the...
Well,
the,
apparently the megalith is big so rock. Like,
the big stones like Stonehenge.
Yeah. Easter Island.
Things like that that are transported
giant
from quarries
Masonic
for hundreds of miles, but then we don't know how they did it thousands of years ago.
Projects.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, those are...
The Colosseum.
Yeah.
Well, Ayers Rock. You know,
but no, but the Colosseum's really not so much of a mystery as some of the other ones that I'm talking about, though. But yeah, I thought a megalithic episode.
Those are Moai
on Easter Island.
Rapa
Nui.
Those are fucking cool, man, because they thought they were just heads.
Aren't they?
No, they got bodies underground.
Are they dug down too? And their bodies, they're 30 feet tall.
They sit there like this.
Oh, so it's just up to they're buried in the ground.
They're buried up to their neck, but they dug down, man. They're full on statues, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
When did they find that?
A couple years ago.
A picture over here. Images. Oh, wow.
That's weird. Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah, like these here, like these are out of the ground. You can see their full body.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've never seen all that. I've seen the torso.
I like this picture, though.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Totally fake, but that's a great picture.
Yeah. Yes.
Artist conception.
Indeed. Wow. This is what it could look like.
NASA CGI.
And did you guys do life outside the
we did life after
solar
death,
system? Or?
Oh, no. We didn't do anything like
that. That's not a thing you do. I don't know, maybe.
We should do like an evolution show.
Like whether it's bullshit or not, or?
Yeah.
I personally subscribe to it.
Well, me too, but I mean.
Well, yeah, whatever happened to Serial Killer Sunday? I know you guys had to have.
That was the year before. Yeah.
You guys have shows on, but you've had shows on Serial Killer.
Yeah, Serial Killer Sunday was the name of the episode, actually.
Oh, okay. Just one episode.
One episode.
Did you guys? You guys used to come in on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. We used to be Sundays, and
why'd you switch?
Well, we switched it because I worked Saturday at my other job, and this was a way for me to get out of working Saturday at my other job, and plus, when we did it on Sundays, I had to work the Saturday, so that meant I was working 7 days a week every week doing the podcast as well. So switching it to Saturday, A, got me out of working Saturdays at my other job, and B, made it to where I didn't have to work 7 days a week.
Yeah, just 6 days a week for us. That's all we can handle.
Yeah, but before I was working on Saturday, and in addition to Monday through Friday, and then coming in on Sunday and doing the podcast, and it was just like, I'm ready to fucking shoot myself.
So what are we looking forward to in 2018? Anything big or just more of the same? We need to get our shit together in 2018, I'll tell you that. Maybe we'll get a third person on the show.
Maybe. No. We're accepting applications. What the hell? My fucking chopped liver, Armand says?
What am I, an astral projection?
No, you're like the guest who has an open invitation.
Oh,
more or less because you live here.
Yeah, I'm here anyway.
We would never say no. But yeah, you're like the fifth Beatle, but who was never really an official Beatle.
But Armand totally has the knowledge to be here every week as far as like, you know, he brings great shit to the table whenever we have him on as a guest. That's for sure.
He's a surreal light prime.
Yes, do a show on Smithsonian Evolution and the Smithsonian. God damn, I like it.
Well, you better write that down so you don't forget.
Yes, good point.
Smithsonian cover-up. Sounds good.
Ah. Yeah, you know they're covering up giants, don't you, Armand? My second favorite conspiracy.
What giants?
Exactly.
Fucking giants, Armand.
Keep you from knowing that.
Big people.
Oh.
Giants.
Where are they?
Tall.
They're dead.
Oh. Okay, I'll listen to that show.
Oh, no, they don't live anymore. Yeah, the Nephilim.
Oh, Victor wants more Alex. Who's Alex?
Alex Slow. He's the guy that's been on the show many times. We might bring Alex back. You never know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Never know. All right, Victor. Well, we all have our preferences.
What was that?
Less Armand, more Alex. Gotcha.
Sorry, Armand.
Now, he didn't actually say less Armand. I'm just kind of reading between
the lines.
That's one
man's opinion. All right,
guys. Well, thanks again. This has been our first full year of doing the show. Last year, we started 2016 in April. We got 8 months in, or 9 months, I guess, full months in. First year, this year's a full 12. Let's do another 12. Maybe we can get Armand on for, say, 20% of the shows this year if we're lucky.
Good enough.
That's our one goal this year is more Armand.
One out of, what is it, 20?
Every five.
Thank you.
Once a month, we'll
try to figure that out.
Actually, we're probably averaging about twice a month right now.
Right, and everyone, please do not forget to leave the voicemails for your chance to win the shirt. Because
SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Find the voicemail widget. It's not hard. Click it. Leave us a message. I wonder if we've got any today during the show. I wouldn't be surprised.
Bonjour.
No, nothing during the show. You guys are slacking, livers. Nobody, I guess you guys can't take 5 seconds away from what we're talking about and go leave us a message?
I think you're going to get one. Yeah,
we'll get one now. It's anonymous. It's going to go, hey, look, pal, why don't you go fuck yourself, okay?
Let's just say I do
believe
in aliens.
I'm walking here.
Yeah, I got your message right here.
I do believe in aliens, and I want to believe in ghosts. Just keep that in mind. All right.
But aliens, you don't believe that. So cool. You don't believe that video
of the
jet.
No, so the video was really cool.
Okay.
I take that video as it looked kind of plausible. It could have been a complete fabrication, as it all could have been.
The government,
but as soon as you read
though,
the article that's released with it and they start talking about fucking Bigelow, who owns Bigelow Ranch, a.k.a. Skinwalker Ranch, it completely loses any credibility.
And here's my fucking thing. I'm about to throw my hat on the ground. When did Tom DeLonge become a person of importance in the
UFO and alien community?
Yes. What in the fuck happened here?
It's because he keeps saying, I have proof, and I'm going to release it, and he never does. He keeps fucking...
The guy's a tool bag.
Wagging it
he's
around, teasing people.
Bag.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get a hold of him, get him on the show.
Oh, I wish you
would.
If
anybody knows Tom.
I wish you would. I'll probably get in a fight with that
guy.
Don't
do that. We don't want to get into a fight with that.
Come on. I want to see that. Hey, how was that Star Wars movie? Did you guys see it?
I saw it this morning, actually. I want to talk about it.
Was it crowded?
No, it wasn't. I mean, probably a quarter of the theater was full.
Oh, okay. Right down the street?
Yeah, I went to the IMAX 3D. One, I'll never do another IMAX 3D again. It's too distracting. You got to be looking right at the middle of the screen or everything's blurry.
Wow.
Way distracting. I'd like to enjoy the entirety of the scene, not just the focal point.
Okay.
Two, the movie was poop.
Wow.
I don't know anything, so stop.
I didn't like the last one.
No spoiler review.
Was it worse than the last one?
No.
Force Awakens was
good. That's hard to do.
I like the Force Awakens.
Force Awakens was triple poop with like runny poop on top of it. This was just a turd.
Which one's your favorite?
The Star Wars?
Empire Strikes Back.
Well, Empire was probably the best.
No.
Me too.
Horse shit.
As a good movie, Empire was probably the best.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Revenge of the Sith.
Really? The second trilogy?
Yeah. Prequels, bud.
Which one was that?
That was the best of the first three. Yes. Yeah. It was pretty good.
It was very good.
I'll say this. People shit on the original prequels, you know, episodes 1 through 3. Yeah. They're not Star Wars.
The fourth one was horrible. Isn't that
Phantom Menace, you mean?
Right.
All three of those movies, they all still felt like they were real Star Wars in the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
Attack of the Clones kind of sucked, but.
Now, Force Awakens and Last Jedi, to me, I feel like they're like fan attempts at something. They were
the Last Jedi. Oh yeah, yeah.
They were ideas that somebody had that could have, you know, you could have went that way, but somebody should have stopped them and said, no, you know what? That's a dumb fucking idea. Back to the drawing board. Let's come up with a real good premise.
Well, didn't
for
you think the
seven.
Last? I only saw the what was the. What are we talking about? The one before this one?
Force Awakens.
Yeah. Wasn't that kind of a rehash?
It was a complete remake.
Right. Yeah.
And they tried real hard not to do the remake again with this one.
Okay.
They tried to break the mold. I've heard that, oh, they broke the mold for Star Wars. Ah, well, you know, it was a shitty mold to begin with, apparently, and the new mold they got ain't any better.
Oh, wow.
So
is it complete? I can see it for free, so is it a complete waste of time?
No, go see it. Make your own opinion. Don't take my word for it. Anybody listening, do not go see it because of what I said.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, and I am listening to zero of what you say.
Well, I know. You probably love
it. I love Star Wars.
You guys disagree on everything.
Well, he's got a blind faith for it. Let's say this. It was an okay movie, I guess, but I hated it.
Okay. Because it's like those Star Trek. I can't think of one except maybe Revenge of Khan or Khan, whatever.
Wrath of Khan.
That I thought they all sucked.
This movie was predictable, not as predictable as Force Awakens, but almost every spot you could tell exactly where they were going to go with the next scene before they make the transition.
Oh, don't know.
There was too many playbacks, and half the movie they sat and waited. Just... Close your ears.
Stop.
Take off your headphones.
I'll listen.
They sat out just outside of like blaster range in space for half the movie, just waiting to run out of fuel as some sort of fucking plot device where they try to figure out how to get away from them. Horrible. Anyway.
That's pretty lazy writing.
Okay. The whole movie was lazy writing.
Okay, you can listen now.
Come on back.
All right. Yes.
All right. All right, let's kill this. Let's end the year.
All right.
Thanks again, Armand, for coming on.
Oh, no, thank
every
you.
Time you have come on.
And thanks all your listeners, man. You got a great
anybody
bunch.
Posts any spoilers in the group, I mean, you're just fucking out of here. I'm just letting you know, first off.
No spoilers in the group
no
until Eric has seen
group.
It, and then spoilers are okay.
You just gave one little plot
It's not
point.
Spoilers at that point. It's discussion.
After I've seen it, yeah. After I've seen it, it's just discussion. Right. But right now, it's fucking spoilers.
All right, guys.
Dino-centric.
Thanks again for listening to the show and always listening to the show. Leave us a review on iTunes. Find the show on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star or whatever your honest opinion is. Any other place you can leave a view, Facebook, whatever, leave us one, please.
Yeah, email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com.
That's where our good feedback should go. Bad feedback, just send us a Facebook message or a voicemail. Preferably a voicemail. I want all these bad voicemails.
Yeah, we want the voicemails. If you're pissed off, please leave the voicemail.
Oh, God, yeah.
I want to hear it.
Me too. All right, surrealtalkpodcast.com, Facebook, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. Just Google Surreal Talk. You'll get the works.
We got a Patreon too. Just throwing it out there.
Patreon.com/surrealtalk. If you want to help us out, it's a voluntary subscription. You can give us anywhere from $1 to $10 trillion a month.
Oh, yeah, and our friend, one of your listeners, I hope his wife's doing better.
Yeah, let me the GoFundMe for that.
What was her, I sent him some money. It was,
let me see if I can find that.
His wife's sick.
Yeah, he's
go check that out again. One of our listeners is his wife is having a little bit of an issue. Check out GoFundMe.com/AmberNJosh. She's been having some health issues for the last 20 or so years, between Crohn's disease and arthritis.
Man, nasty.
Yeah, any problems with the stomach. I have a
seems
real,
like a real nice guy, and anyways. He thanked me and he said, "Thank you, and you're welcome, Josh." If you're listening.
He's one of our group members and has been a great listener for a good while. So thanks again. Give Josh and Amber a little bit of help if you got it this holiday season. Otherwise, thanks again for listening. We'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Yep, we thank you all.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm not gonna take it anymore!